got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. I hope you had an amazing weekend. I did. Thank you for asking. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, I don't have one right now, but I'll get into the one we had last week for in a minute here. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast and listen on your phone. No matter where you are and what you're doing, you can listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. And another thing that's amazing is Monday. And not only does Mondays and rainy days always build me up, it is today, Monday. We take all calls, but female calls as they come in, because Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Deep in my soul. Amazing, huh? I'm going to get to last week's biblical question here in a minute. And also, I don't have a brand new biblical question at this time. Hopefully tomorrow or whenever it comes to me, however way it comes, all right? I will have a biblical question for you. And you can get involved. There's a line open at 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. But for now, I have a guest for you. I have with me Adam Mockler. He is a political commentator and the host of Adam Mockler Show on the Midas Touch Network. Adam, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Jesse. It's pretty early, huh?
It's mighty early.
Yeah, 6 a.m.
Are you accustomed to getting up this early?
Sometimes, yeah.
Wait, we have a problem with the mic. I'm not hearing him. Okay. So, was it hard to get up?
No.
No?
No, I get up early a lot, but I'm just, had to drink some coffee before I went on air. 6 a.m.'s not too bad. Not all liberals wake up late.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And so you are a political commentator and a YouTuber host, right? How long you been doing this? How old are you?
I'm 23.
So how did you get into this and why?
Yeah, I used to make a bunch of videos when I was a kid. When I was like 9 years old, I had my YouTube channel that I run now, but I would do gaming videos. You know, Call of Duty and all that? I would play Call of Duty and I would edit the videos. I got really good at video editing, really good at politics. And when I graduated high school, I was like, wait a minute, I'm still really good at video editing. I'm good at talking politics. So I started to go to Trump rallies and talk to people. And then it went viral. So since I was 21 years old, I've been doing this. Now I'm 23.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And you are a liberal?
Yeah.
And why?
Why? I think my values align with more center-left values of, I'd say, freedom of speech, personal liberty. I think liberalism is a lot about equality and equity. And I think that conservatism oftentimes isn't. It's a little bit more cruel.
What does that mean? Equality and
equity.
Equity. Well, what does that mean, equality?
Equality, when it comes to liberalism, I mean just the ability for anybody to love who they want, the ability for anybody to act how they want as long as they're not harming anybody else. So when I look at conservatism, I oftentimes feel like it's not even about freedom. It's not about equality at all. When I look at liberalism, just from a really broad level, they want freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of all of this stuff.
But that's the same thing conservatives want.
Do they? Does the current administration want freedom of speech?
Yeah.
You think so?
But why do you think they don't want it?
The current administration has been a little bit weird when it comes to freedom of speech. Did you hear about the Brendan Carr FCC stuff?
But who is acting up right now, the liberals or the conservatives?
The conservatives are in power, so they're the ones that are trying to stop free speech, it feels like.
So you believe in liberty, right?
Mm-hmm.
And free speech.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And those are your values.
Overall, broadly, yeah.
What's important to you
personally? Like what topics right now?
No, what's issues? Important to you? You're a Z, right?
Gen Z, yeah.
And so what's important to you?
What's important to me? Just really broadly is growing up in America where there's moral clarity and where my values can be represented. So my values of freedom of religion or freedom of like the right to say what you want. But right now, I'm really, really looking for a future where America can be anti-Russia and pro-Ukraine, because pro-democracy, anti-authoritarianism, anti like demonization of immigrants, pro-equality, just a lot more of America with moral clarity in it.
When you say more clarity, what does that mean?
It means, you know, a few days ago when that Politico group chat article came out, all of those Republicans were saying crazy things in a group chat. It was like gas chambers and all of that in the group chat. Did you read that article at all?
Yeah.
J.D. Vance.
I didn't read the article, but we did talk about it.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about.
J.D.
Vance after that wouldn't even condemn it. He wouldn't even say that it was bad. And I think that's a lack of moral clarity. You're not making
it. What does moral clarity mean?
It's you're being very, very clear on what moral values you want the country to stand for. And J.D. Vance isn't being clear. He's muddying the waters. And now people in my generation don't know, are we allowed to make jokes about gas chambers? It's people don't know. We need clarity on that.
And did you have that when Biden was in office, did you have more clarity?
He was pretty clear, yeah.
It was more clarity then?
Yeah. He would say...
And what was it?
He would say,
More clarity?
He would say, I'm not a president for Republicans. I'm not a president for Democrats. I want to be a president for all Americans. He would say that political violence is never okay. Like,
That's all ever happened. They had the Black Lives Matter stuff. They had,
but Biden Antifa condemned that.
And all that. And so Biden didn't condemn Black Lives Matter.
He said but, the property damage he condemns.
So are you a Christian?
No.
And why not?
You know, my dad is Muslim, and my mom's side of the family is more Christian. When I was young, I used to go to the mosque a lot with my dad every Friday for Friday prayer. And one time my mom sat me down when I was like 9. She said, listen, you don't have to be Muslim. You don't have to be Christian. You can decide which path you want to go down. So after going to the mosque and after, you know, hearing some of my more Christian family members out, I made the independent decision that I'm more atheist agnostic. I don't believe in God. Intuitively, it doesn't feel right. There's no evidence to me.
So your mother stopped you from going to the mosque with your father?
No, she just said I have the choice because it's America. I like freedom.
Did your father know that your mother said that to you?
Yeah, my father was okay with it. I mean, should I be forced to be Muslim, you think?
Did your mother obey your father?
No, my mom is actually more independent than my father. My mom makes more than my dad. What do you think about that?
So your mother made more money than your father?
She does, still.
Really?
Yeah, does that surprise you?
And your father is a Muslim, right?
Yeah, but those two things
aren't
correlated.
But normally Muslims don't fall for women being in control like that. What's wrong with your father?
What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
Nothing. I think that we live in a more, you know, it's 2025 and things are changing. Women can make more than men. Men can choose to be what religion they want. It's different. Do you think my mom should force me to be Muslim? Or
does your father know? So your father's a Muslim. Do the Muslim people know that your father let your mother rule?
Do the Muslim people know that my father lets my mother rule?
I thought that religion was more
of
a masculine religion than a feminine religion.
It is, but in the West, Islam is not so hardcore like the man is in charge. There is a more toothless version of Islam that exists in the West where women can lead, women can be in charge. And by the way, my mom's not in charge. She happens to have a PhD. She's very, very highly educated. And my dad works at the family business. So it's not that my mom's in charge of the house. She's just more educated and had more upward mobility. And the Muslims in the community, they don't care.
So that's amazing, huh?
It's amazing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were women created to lead or to follow?
I mean, neither inherently. What do you think?
What do you mean, neither inherently?
I think that a woman can develop into a great leader if she has the skill set, if she gets educated like my mom. If I think a lot of women can be great leaders, but inherently, nobody is a leader or a follower. Some women are going to be more predisposed to following people. I don't think that binary is quite true.
Would you ever follow a woman?
Sure.
You would follow a woman?
Yeah.
You would follow a woman?
I have a question for you.
No. Would you follow a woman?
Yes. Why are you trying to pin me down on this? I have a question for you.
Why would you follow a woman?
Say you have a man that is about to take you into a battle that you know you're going to lose.
Why would you follow a woman? You don't believe in God, huh?
Those two things aren't connected. Wait, I have a question.
Do you believe in God?
No.
Why is it that you don't? You don't believe God exists?
No, probably not.
So do you believe in evil?
Do I believe in evil?
Yeah.
Sure, the characteristic of evil, sure, yeah.
So you don't believe in good, but you believe in evil.
Wait, no, do I believe in God or good?
Good.
Oh, I do believe in good.
But you believe in good and evil, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how can you believe in good and evil and not believe in God?
Because I don't need the Bible to tell me that, you know, something like, can I cuss on here? No?
No.
We have
kids, listen, man.
Sorry. I don't need the Bible.
We're a beta.
I'm a beta. I asked you. I don't need a Bible to tell me that women have bodily autonomy. I don't need a Bible to tell me that killing is wrong. I can kind of intuit some of these things. Wait, if the Bible didn't exist, would you know that, you know, killing is wrong?
Where do you get your good from then if not from God?
If not from God, I can intuit certain moral positions, good or bad. If God didn't exist and if the Bible didn't exist, would you know that killing is wrong or right? Like, would you just not know? You wouldn't have any sort of intuition about it.
Where do you get your good from if you don't believe there is a God?
My mom. From women.
Your mother?
From women. Yeah, I follow women.
Your mother is good?
No, women. I just follow women all the time.
Is your mother good?
Yeah.
And what's good about her?
She's smart. It's her birthday today, actually. And she generally is just a good leader. She's a good leader. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
What's good about your mother, though?
What's good about her?
Yeah.
The characteristic of being sharp, smart, being able to clarify things in the moment. She literally started her own business. She's a business owner. She employs multiple other families, and because of that, their livelihoods depend on her. She has done this all at a young age. She had me at a very, very young age. She had me when she was still a teenager, and throughout all of that, she got her PhD. She's an accomplished person.
But what's good? You told me what she does and what she had, but what good about her?
What qualities are good?
Yeah, what's good about your mother?
Can you give me an example of what's good about someone you know?
No, what's good about your mother? You said she's good, but so far you haven't told me one thing that's good about her.
Let's see. What's good about her?
Yeah.
She's loving. She's accepting.
So you're not telling me what's good about her.
Can you define what's, what do you mean by good?
Do you have love?
Yeah.
You have love?
Do I have love? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you love Donald Trump?
No.
So how you have love then?
I don't have to love everybody.
Where do you get that idea from?
Wait, I have to love everybody?
If you don't love all, you love none.
Oh, so you love Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
Do you love James Comey?
I love all.
Letitia James?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So if you don't, how is it possible for you to love some but not all?
I don't think I have to love everybody.
Why not?
Because I can be selective with my love.
Where do you get that from?
I don't know. I love my mom, but I don't love Hitler. Yeah.
But how did you make that decision, though? But you don't believe in God, huh?
No, no.
Oh, okay. But you believe in hell.
No.
You believe in evil.
Sure, yeah. I mean, how do you define
evil? And where
evil?
Does evil come from?
Where does evil come from? I think human individual actions. I think when something evil happens, it's not always because of some figure that is causing that to happen. Individuals are responsible for their own actions and can be evil on their own.
That's amazing.
You don't think so?
So,
wait, where does, can I ask you, where does evil come from for you?
And so you were raised up by a Muslim father and an atheist, a Christian mother, atheist?
Agnostic mother, yeah.
And so you've taken the side, believe what your mother believes, and you don't believe there's a God. You don't believe there's a hell or evil, right?
I came to that position on my own.
But you can't.
No, I did.
So let me ask, because of time, there were a key rally this weekend, right? Why do some people call the Great White Hope a king?
What do you mean by the Great White Hope?
You don't know who the Great White Hope is?
Who's the Great White Hope?
There's only one.
Is it Trump?
There is a dream team, but then there's a Great White Hope.
Is that what you call Trump?
And that Great White Hope is Donald Trump. The dream team is Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin.
Whose dream team is that? Hitler's dream team?
The world dream team, right? But let me ask, why do they call him, do you call him king too?
I think that Donald Trump wants to consolidate power like a king, yes.
Do you call Donald Trump king?
I don't think he is a king. I think he wants to be a
do
king.
Do you call him king though?
No.
You don't call him king?
He wants to be a king.
Did he say he wanted to be a king?
He acts like he wants to be a king.
Did he say he wanted to be one?
He did. All day yesterday, he was posting memes online of him as a king, yes.
Did he say he wanted to be a king?
Yep.
Donald Trump said he want to be a king.
All day on No King's Day, he was posting memes of him as a king.
So you're saying Donald Trump said he wanted to be a king.
Maybe not verbatim, but he acts like basically.
Did Donald Trump say he wanted to be a king?
All day on social media, he was posting memes of him as a king. He said he wants to be a dictator for day one. Maybe not a king, no.
Did Donald Trump say he wanted to be a king?
Essentially. Maybe not exactly, no.
You're not answering the question. Did Donald Trump say he wanted to be a king?
Sure. No. No, fine. No, he didn't say that exactly.
Okay, so why do y'all call him a king?
Can I give you a real answer for a second?
About what?
About him being a king. So when
you just gave me the real answer. He didn't say he wanted to be a king.
I gave you a bunch of answers. You kept asking the same question.
Right, so so let's get it clear.
Let's get it very clear.
Did Donald Trump say he wanted to be a king?
Can I ask you a question?
You didn't answer that question.
Does Donald Trump posting all day him in king gear mean he wants to be a king or no?
Did Donald Trump say he wanted to be a king?
Yes, on No
King's
Day.
When did you hear Donald Trump say he wanted to be a king?
Open up his Twitter right now. Open up his Twitter.
When did you hear Donald Trump say he wanted to be a king?
He never said he wants to be a king.
So then why did you say he said it?
He's posting all day about it.
But why did you say he said it?
Okay, what if I... Can I just be clear about this? Trump never said out of his mouth that he wants to be a king. You're okay. Right. But can you concede that he's posting all day himself in king gear?
And why do people call him a king?
Because right when Donald Trump got into office, he began to act like he doesn't want the opposition party to exist. Over the past few months, he's targeted Act Blue, which is our fundraising mechanism. He's targeted institutions that are more liberal in his eyes. He's gone after judges that he deems not sufficient enough.
You call him king because of all his great work?
No, what do you call it when the president goes after judges who disagree with him? What do you call it when the president doesn't want Congress to exist, doesn't want any checks on him? Yeah, he's acting like a king. What do you call it when he takes Jimmy Kimmel off the air and he's trying to suppress freedom of speech?
Do you appreciate the amazing job that Donald Trump is doing for America?
In what regard?
By putting America first.
How's he putting America first?
You don't see anything he's doing.
I'm asking you.
You don't see anything he's doing to put America first.
Well, I'm asking you.
No, I'm asking you.
No.
Not one thing.
You have to make the affirmative case.
He's not doing one thing.
No, you have to make the affirmative case. I want to hear what your case is. What
and
is he
so
doing?
So how do you feel about Donald Trump deporting illegal aliens?
I think that deporting people who are here illegally and have committed crimes is a good thing. If you've committed a violent crime, that's a good thing. But Trump has reallocated a lot of funds meant towards criminals, like actual criminals, towards people who are here and just trying to go through the proper processes. Like, are you okay when someone at a courthouse is plucked out while they're trying to get their citizenship and then deported in front of their kids?
Yeah.
You're okay with that?
100%.
Wait, so you don't think a path to citizenship should be available even if somebody's trying?
No.
So everybody, you know that's bad for the
economy,
right?
Not for illegal alien. They need to come through the front door.
I agree.
In the right way.
I agree, but...
So are you for Donald Trump deporting illegal aliens or against it?
If they've committed crimes? Like a violent crime?
So if they came here illegally...
Yeah.
Are they here? Are they committing a crime? Have they committed a crime?
Yes, coming over the border illegally is a crime.
Right,
I mean,
so that's what he's doing then.
If they've,
are you okay with him then deporting illegal aliens since they committed a crime by coming here illegally?
Not just for coming here illegally, no.
Why not?
Because I think that a lot of people came here to seek asylum, and that's not inherently illegal. You know that asylum seeking isn't illegal,
right? They
didn't
come seek asylum. They were told to say that. They were trained to say that, but that's not why they're here.
But seeking asylum is different than just being here illegally.
You do agree coming here illegally is breaking the law, right?
Yeah, but we're talking about
asylum. And should Donald Trump deport those people?
Yes, but listen.
No, give me a hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
Should Donald Trump support those people?
Deport those people?
That came here illegally, breaking the law to come.
Yes, but that's not what he's doing. That's
that
not what he's doing.
That is what he's doing.
No.
He is.
That's not what he's doing.
He is doing that.
Okay, he's deporting asylum seekers, first of all, which asylum seeking is legal. He's
there
deporting
are no
farm
asylum
workers.
Seekers here. They were trained by the media and the Democratic Party to
you're
say
contradicting what you're saying.
That they're coming.
You're saying that,
that
people should be deported for being here illegally, but the people who are here legally through asylum should also be deported.
Yeah, no what one
about,
here.
What about the farm workers that were deported and then the farmers of Iowa?
What about them?
Trump had to send a post saying the farmers of Iowa just called me and said all of our great farm workers are being deported. Then Trump had to slow down. Do you not care about the U.S. economy putting first?
We have American workers. We don't need illegal aliens to do that.
I don't think we have enough.
We have enough. We don't need illegal aliens to do
that.
Can
I ask you this?
But what about the farmer? Are you saying he's wrong for deporting illegals? Because they work on a farm? That doesn't make sense.
No, the owners of the farm were saying that it was wrong.
Do
they
you
were saying
think
it's hurting
wrong?
Us. Do I think it's wrong? Yes. I think that when you...
So it's wrong to deport an illegal person because they work on a farm?
Donald Trump promised he was going to go after violent criminals. Are farm workers violent criminals?
Yep.
Farm workers are violent criminals?
They're here illegally.
That's not violent.
They broke the law.
That's not violent.
So you're okay with them... not being deported because they work on a farm?
Yes. If somebody's coming here to work for a better America and work on a farm and they want to build a better life, they shouldn't be deported. They're trying
to
contribute.
So if someone break into your home and they decide they'll wash your dishes every day and clean your house.
That's different.
Every day. And then they go in your backyard and plant a garden. You okay with them breaking into your home?
Obviously not, but immigrants
but
are
why
a
why not? Why not?
Because let me finish.
Why not?
I'm answering. Immigrants are a net benefit for the tax system in the country because they produce more revenue than they take welfare. In my house, that's my individual property.
And your
my
country
property.
Is not your individual country?
Not the entire thing, no.
Why not? What part of the country is not yours?
Because when you talk about the country, you can look at it as an aggregate, and that can actually benefit. Immigrants benefit the country as an aggregate in terms of revenue, in terms of building homes, in terms of all of this. You know an interesting fact?
Which part of the country is not yours?
Which part of the country is not mine personally?
Which part of the country is not yours?
I don't own the entire country.
Are you an American citizen or a la Wabba citizen?
That's pretty messed up. I'm an American citizen, though.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you really?
Yes, I'm an American. I was born here.
So then why are you okay with people breaking the law to come here?
I said they shouldn't break the law, but if they're here working for a better
life, they broke
life,
the law, though.
Fine.
They came illegally.
The asylum seekers?
They broke the – yes.
You think that we should deport all the asylum seekers, too?
Absolutely, including Ilhan Omar.
Really? Ilhan Omar? She's a citizen, though.
Send her back and have her come because she
hates
America.
So are you okay with sending citizens back?
But I want to move on, but you're okay with illegals who broke the law to be here because they are farm workers.
I'm okay with a path to citizenship for workers, yep.
For illegal aliens.
If they're working, yep.
For illegal aliens.
Yep. they make the country stronger.
Amazing.
I have a question. So Trump has deported 2 million people, and black unemployment has only gone up and up and up. So if deporting people helped jobs, then why is black unemployment skyrocketing by 20%?
Because blacks are lazy and don't want to work.
Only under Trump?
DEI people. They want free stuff.
Only
and under
the past
Obama 9 months. And Biden, they got all stuff free. But let me ask, should America put American first or illegal aliens first?
Obviously America.
Why you say obvious?
Because we should always be putting America first in terms of how much money we're bringing in terms of the resources we can offer Americans at the bottom. What you're advocating for is deporting so many people that we actually lose resources. It would hurt the GDP. The CBO estimates a 500...
If we sent the illegals back, would there be more job opening for the blacks? You mentioned the blacks.
Yeah.
Would the blacks go to work? You said yes, right?
No. I'm answering your question. No, that would not happen.
So,
you don't
so
know why?
If they sent the illegal aliens back, then blacks would not go to work?
Donald Trump has already sent 2 million illegal aliens back, according to his own administration, right. And black unemployment has gone up 20% since he took office. So your
so
theory is just
not true. So you're saying that if Trump sent the illegal aliens back,
he is.
The blacks would not go to work?
It's not happening. He's sending them back.
Why the blacks won't go to work?
It's not that black people won't go to work. It's that a weakening job market hits black Americans first.
Why is it that the blacks won't take those jobs?
No, it's not that. It's that when the job market starts to soften or weaken, it hits black Americans disproportionately.
If they took away welfare, would the blacks go to work then?
If they took away welfare, would black people go to work?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that simple. I don't think the incentive structures are that clean.
What do we need to do to get the blacks to go to work?
No, black unemployment was doing well under Biden. But now it's not doing well. Look it up.
That's not true.
You have a laptop.
But
you can look up Fred.
Why the blacks won't go to work even if we took away their welfare?
It's not that simple. You can't.
Why is it not simple for the blacks to go to work?
No, black people, black unemployment going up right now.
But you're not answering
the
question. Why is it not simple for the blacks to go to work?
It is. Black unemployment was fine 9 months
ago. But you
said
they would not go to work.
No. I'm saying
right
now.
Even if we ship the illegal aliens back. You said the blacks would not go to
that's
work?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that they're being laid off right now. They're at work, and they're being laid off.
But that doesn't make sense.
No, it does.
How that make sense? They're laying off the blacks, but they're keeping the illegals on the job?
No, so illegal immigration – sorry, illegal immigrants are being deported at the highest rate in a while. 2 million illegal immigrants have been deported under Trump, which is true, right? But you'd think because of that, black unemployment would go down.
But what's wrong with the blacks that they won't take those jobs?
No. It's not that they're not taking the jobs. It's that due to Donald Trump's tariffs and deportations, the job market is really, really softening. So black Americans get affected first.
Everybody else going to work but the blacks. Why?
No, black unemployment is up among my generation. Unemployment is up among everybody. It's not that black people aren't going to work. It's that they're getting laid off.
So if we took away the welfare, would the blacks go to work?
No, I don't think it's that simple. I don't think it maps that cleanly onto it. I don't think welfare is the reason why black people are...
Why don't they work then?
Black people do work.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Nothing. Nothing. I don't know. I don't know what you're asking me. What's wrong with the blacks?
Right.
I don't know.
Let me take a break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. So... here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and They wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Folks, welcome back. Like this video now. Like it. Also, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. Do you remember? Oh, at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11. And after that, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Do you? That was Hake that just came in and gave you some water. Do you remember debating him?
Did I debate him?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Do all white people look alike to you?
Yeah, I guess. I'm just racist. When did I debate him?
What show was it, Hake?
Oh!
Hippy-dippy
yes,
round table.
I absolutely remember that. That was over a year ago. But we were debating, I remember that, with Lecter fan, all these people. Yeah. I totally remember that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, Nick is an anchor baby. Are you an anchor baby?
Define anchor baby. Is that when your parent moves here just to...
You know how your mother got pregnant over in Allahuabad country?
No. My mom is white. She got pregnant in America.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. My parents were both born in America.
Oh, your father too?
Yeah. What do you mean Allahuabad country? What do you mean? No, both of them were born here. My grandpa was born in Syria. So, he moved here. He started a business in the 90s, and now he employs 25 families. 25 families depend on him for their livelihood. So when you're anti-immigration, those are the type of immigrants that you're talking about. He came here legally, but...
So you're not an anchor baby?
No.
He's an anchor baby.
Okay.
And an anchor baby is when the woman gets pregnant in another country, and like a minute before the baby drop out the womb, she step across the border.
Jesus, no, my mom is white. My mom was born here.
Why so you look dad. More white than you do Allahuabad people?
Because Syrians are pretty white, dude.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, Syrians are white. And not only are Syrians white, but like my dad is pretty white. My mom is white. I mean, yes, Syrians aren't usually. What do you mean Allahu Akbar people? That's wild.
That's what they say when they're about to chop your neck off. Allahuabad, and they kill you.
It also just means
or
like,
they blow you up or something.
No, not
have
always.
Have you ever gone there, to Syria?
No, there was a civil war that broke out like a decade ago, so I wasn't able to go. But Allahu Akbar, I think generally means just glory to God. It doesn't, people say that normally.
But why do they say it when they cut your head off?
Because.
Why do they glorify God for cutting your brains out?
It's messed up. I'm not a fan of like Islam broadly, but you have to understand Islam in America is a lot different. Islam in America is a lot more toothless than what you see in the Middle East. Like, the Muslims in America are very nice, and so are they in the Middle East, but I'm
nice.
Just saying. You don't think so? Have you ever met a Muslim? They're the nicest people.
Yeah, I've met one.
One? Just one?
I've met more than one. I've interviewed them.
Do you like Muslims?
But, yeah, I love the Muslims.
Are they too, like...
But they don't... They hate the Christians and the Jews.
Yeah, I mean... not like Christians don't have a lot of hate in their heart, too. I feel like a lot do.
You agree that they hate the Christians and the Jews?
Do Muslims in general? No, I wouldn't categorize like that. My dad doesn't hate Christians or Jews, but are there Muslims in the Middle East that are anti-Semitic? Yeah, of course.
Do you believe that the Muslims think that the Christians and Jews are infidels and worthy of death? Do you agree with that?
My dad doesn't think that.
Do you agree with that?
Oh, no, I don't agree that that's true, no.
That the Christians, you love the Jews?
Of course, yeah.
You love the whites?
Yeah, of course.
And what's wrong with the blacks?
You got me there. No, I love everyone, except for Trump.
And how can you love everyone but Trump? That doesn't make sense.
I was just sort of joking. But oh. No, I tend to love everybody.
Trump?
No, I don't wish ill on him. I don't wish anything bad to happen to him, but I don't love him.
And why don't you love Trump?
I'm just ideologically opposed to most things.
Why
that he
can't
does.
You just oppose without hating him?
I don't hate him. I just
if
don't
you
love
don't
him.
Love him, you hate him.
I'm neutral.
That's the only thing that exists: love or hate.
Neutral. I'm neutral.
No neutral.
No neutral.
No middle ground. Either you love him or you hate him. And why do you hate him?
So it's not that I hate Trump entirely.
Well, do you love him?
No, but I would never.
Then you hate him.
I would never wish ill will on Trump. Sure, I hate Trump, and here's why.
Why can't you just disagree with his actions but not hate him?
Sure.
No, I'm asking you, why can't you?
I can. I find him.
So
to
do
be,
you love Trump?
I find him to be neutral.
Do you love Trump?
Trump as an orange person is neutral. His actions are negative.
Do you love him?
No.
You don't love Donald Trump?
No.
And so why do you need to hate him in order to disagree with
okay,
him?
Okay, fine. I hate Trump. Fine. I'll be boxed into this. But, I hate Trump, and here's why.
But why do you need to hate him in order to disagree?
I don't hate him.
Do you love him?
No. I think he's neutral.
There's no neutral. Either you love or you hate. There's nothing, no in between. No gray area. So why can't you love him and disagree?
You can, but because Donald Trump's actions are so severe that it's easy to hate him. Fine, I'll bite the bullet. It's easy to hate him, and I hate him because of what he does. Can I go?
You hate him?
Sure, yeah.
And why can't you love him and disagree?
Because he's hard to love. He's a hard person to love.
Meaning what?
Because he calls my side the enemy from within. He calls us gnats that need to be taken care of.
He call you what?
He calls us gnats. Did you hear that?
Nuts?
No, gnats. Like
gnats?
Gnats, like the bug. Like
the little gnat thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I haven't heard that word in years.
He called me a gnat. So he was talking to the U.S. military.
He told you that you were a gnat?
No, he called Democrats. He said Democrats are gnats that need to be
taken
care of.
But he didn't know you. Why do you think he was talking to you?
Because he hates Democrats.
Are you a Democrat?
Yeah.
You're a Democrat?
Yeah.
How does your mother feel that you're a liberal Democrat? Because normally men are conservative.
My mom is fine with that. Yeah. So is my dad, by the way.
Really? Yeah. Well, your dad let your mother rule. No. I'm not surprised.
That's not true. Not really.
I'm not surprised. What is it like seeing your father being ruled by your mother?
My dad wasn't ruled by my mom. My dad has independence, too. What do you mean ruled? What do you mean by ruled? My mom is like the queen of the house, like...
What?
Do you think my mom is like the queen of the house, like ruling everyone, or no? Like, what do you mean by ruled?
It sounds like your father obeyed your mother, but your mother does not obey him.
I think you're not used to hearing a relationship where both sides are actually equals. There's no such thing as equal. No. My mom and my dad are actually equals, and that seems to blow your mind to such a degree that you think my mom rules the house. But really quickly, can I go back?
Your mother took you away from the Allahu Akbar religion.
That's good for you, right?
What? No.
Do you think I should be Allahu Akbar religion?
No, I don't think you should be what you want to be.
That's what my mom told me. That's exactly what my mom said.
But your father should have told you that, not your mother.
Well, my dad agrees, too. Can I ask you, do you think Trump has hate in his heart?
No.
But he said at Charlie Kirk's funeral, he hates the other side.
Right, but not the way he meant.
What did he mean?
He fight against evil.
But then he said it. He doubled down when he was speaking to the military. He called us gnats, and he says, I hate my enemy. I hate the other side. So Trump hates the other side more than me.
Because he fights against evil. He doesn't hate it in the way you hate him. He understands that it's not you, but the evil that's in you. And so he's fighting against that. What do you think about, what's that black woman, insane black woman? What's her name? From Texas.
The Democratic Texas black
woman. What do you think about Jasmine Crockett?
I love Jasmine Crockett.
You do?
Yeah.
Why you love Crockett?
I like Jasmine Crockett because she's a great communicator. She's a great orator for the Democratic Party, and she's powerful.
She represents- She appears to hate white people.
No,
are you okay with that?
She doesn't hate white people.
She blamed them for everything.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
What, name one thing that she said about white people where she hates them.
That white people don't love the black, something like
what?
That.
She never, what are you talking about here? You're just pulling stuff out of thin air.
Yeah, I can't think of anything after
because she doesn't hate white people.
But let me ask, what do you think about the attack upon? So you... Do you believe racism exists?
Yeah.
And what's your proof?
What is my proof that racism exists? Yeah. I think racism exists both structurally in the system, but also individual racism.
What's your proof that racism exists?
I've heard friends in high school back in Indiana say racist things.
But what for example?
Back in high school in Indiana, a lot of my people that I – the people that I grew up with used to talk about black communities in very, very demeaning ways. And honestly, you're probably going to agree with what they would say, but they would say that black Americans are lazy.
They are.
They would say that black Americans need to stop sucking up welfare and get off their ass.
They do.
They would say that black Americans need to be grateful.
So tell me some racist they said, though.
No, that
you're not telling me.
Saying that black...
They're speaking the truth.
That saying that black Americans...
You don't think black people need to get up off welfare and take care of themselves?
Of course they do, but saying that in a vacuum, everyone needs to take care of themselves.
How about the blacks, though?
The black people, not more so than white people.
How about the blacks?
No, not more than white
blacks
people.
Blacks don't need to take care of themselves?
They do, but not more so than white people.
Do black people need to get off welfare and take care of themselves?
I reject the framing.
But what?
I reject the framing. I think that everyone needs
you
to get off welfare
what?
And take care of themselves. Your framing of it is boxing me in.
What
sure.
do you mean?
Yes, black people need to get off welfare. So
how
do white
is that
people.
Racist then to say that?
No, because they're saying it in a vacuum. They're acting
what
as
does
if,
that mean they're saying it in a vacuum?
They're acting as if black people are uniquely lazy and uniquely reliant on welfare when red states – do you know that red states are more reliant on welfare than blue states?
Who is red state?
Red
I don't know them.
States that vote
we talk about the blacks, man.
Yeah, I'm talking about like reliant on state. Red states take
what's
in more welfare.
What's your proof of racism?
My proof of racism is that as I was a kid – okay, a few things. If you want to go back to 2004, do you know the study where they tried to see if black names, like black-sounding names, were able to get jobs in an easier or a harder way? It was way, way harder for people to get a job if they had a black-sounding name. Number two, when I was
well, – how is that racism? I would not hire a black person with a black-sounding name.
That is
name.
Just by definition racial profiling.
How is that?
You're just justifying racism.
No.
That's by definition
you
racial profiling.
I wouldn't hire a black person with a black name because I already know they hate white people.
That's not true.
And there's going to be a problem on my job.
This is just insane.
How is that racism, though?
When my friends in high school would say that black Americans should be grateful that they came over here on ships as slaves, is that racist?
You're not showing me proof of racism. I'm asking because of time.
No, you're just justifying racism.
What proof that racism is this?
You're just justifying. The president of the United States said Obama wasn't born in America.
How is that racist?
Because he's picking out Obama and saying he was born in Kenya.
How is that racist?
Because why did he choose Obama out of any
How
president?
How is that racist?
What is different about Obama?
He ran for president.
No, what's different about Obama in particular than any other president?
He ran for president.
There's one thing different about Obama. One thing different about Obama that's different.
Oh.
He's black.
He is a fallen messiah.
No, he's a black American. And what did Trump say about him?
But why is it racist to say that he was born in another country?
Because he... profiled the one black president to pick on. That's
I don't
why.
Know what that means. How's that racist? You've been running for president. When you run for president,
why didn't he say it about Biden?
Attacked.
Why didn't he say
How
it about
is
Biden?
That racism?
Why didn't he say it about Biden or Bush or anyone else?
You're not answering that question.
Because he chose the black president to do it with.
Was he black?
Obama?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was half black, right?
And did he run for president?
Yeah.
So why can't he say that then if he's running for president?
I mean, Trump can say it, but the problem is, even after the birth certificate was proven by the state of Hawaii, Donald Trump was doubling down on the lie that Obama wasn't born in America, and this wasn't based off
but why
evidence.
You have no proof of racism.
No, this wasn't based off evidence.
You haven't given me one iota of proof of racism yet. One more time, and then I have some other stuff and some calls I want to get to for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so...
Give me one proof of racism.
So, Trump...
You were born in Indiana?
Yeah.
What part?
Northwest Indiana.
You ever gone to Gary?
Yeah, of course. I went to college in Gary. For my first year or two.
In Gary?
And yeah, Indiana University Northwest in Gary.
Oh, you were there?
Yep.
Okay. A messed up town, huh?
Gary is not
I used
in great
to live
shape.
In there.
Yeah, it's not in great shape.
And who messed it up?
The government.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. The?
Government. Wait, you think the steel...
I used to live there, and they had as long as they had a white mayor, it was beautiful.
You think the steel... Okay,
they had a white mayor. It was beautiful,
how
right?
Black people...
And then the day they invented a black mayor, right? They elected a black mayor, and the very same next day, everything broke apart, fell apart. The white people had to leave and everything because the blacks went out of control. And so, and then the steel mills started leaving and everything went. So why do you think the blacks went out of control when they elected Richard Hatcher, the first black mayor?
From my understanding.
Why did the blacks go? I was there. Why did they go out of control?
From my understanding, the steel industry was like that leaving, the flight of the steel industry was what really caused the downfall.
They made
of Gary.
The black people go out of control?
I don't know anything about that.
They were violent. They attacked the white people and everything.
I don't know anything about that.
I'm telling you, I was there.
You were there?
I had a white friend.
You were attacking white people?
Huh?
Were you the one attacking white people?
I said the black, man.
Do you see yourself as black?
No.
You're not black? What do you mean?
Do you see yourself as white?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course.
How do you feel about the attack of white people? White people are the genocide right now.
From who? Who is genociding white people?
The blacks and now the foreigners.
I thought most crime committed by black people is against other black people, not white people.
No, and that's true. But they are beating up whites, robbing them, stealing from them.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, did you see the young white girl that was stabbed to death on a train?
It was awful.
Out of New York.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
What color was she?
She was the Ukrainian girl you're talking about?
Yeah. And what color was the man that was accused of killing her?
So you're going to take one crazy
what
off
color
example.
Was the man that
he was
a
black man.
And have you seen white women and white men being beat down by the blacks?
You're taking cherry-picked examples. Do you think this
have
happens on the other side?
Have you seen white
no, I haven't
people
seen this.
Being beat down?
Have you seen this?
You haven't seen that?
Where are you hanging out? Where are you seeing this stuff?
Did you see that in Ohio, the black man, and I mean a white man and a white woman beat down in Ohio?
Did you see the guy
did
who,
you see that?
Who killed 20 people and
question.
Ate
did
them?
Did you see that?
Did you, like, you're picking up crazy.
Did you see it?
No, no.
You didn't see the Ohio incident?
Which one? Say it again, sorry.
The white man and the white woman were beat down by some blacks, according to a report in
Ohio.
No,
that's awful, though. But listen, you're cherry-picking examples. What if I was like, what about the one serial killer who abducted young girls, Ted Bundy? You can't paint every white person as Ted Bundy. You
we're
can't paint
Ted
every
now.
White... What's up?
We're in Ted Bundy now.
He's dead. But what
I
about...
I rest my case.
What about Dylann Roof?
I
what
rest
about
my
all
case.
Of these white people that kill 20 people at once?
So are you
I
trying
that...
to justify black... killing whites?
No, not at all.
Why are you coming up with those examples then?
Because you're cherry-picking examples on your side to prove a point.
Do you support abortion?
Do I support abortion? Generally, I think that we should minimize the amount of abortions, but people should have the opportunity to if they need.
Do you support abortion?
You're not going to pin me down on this question. Do I support abortion? Yes, I love abortion.
Okay. You're drinking some coffee over there, right?
Yeah.
Is it black?
Yeah.
So you like coffee the same color you like your women?
Oh, yeah.
You like black women?
Yeah, definitely.
You date black women?
Do I date? I've never dated one, but I would, of course.
Well, no wonder.
What?
No wonder.
No wonder what?
Amazing. Does your parents know you like black women?
My dad doesn't. My mom does. My Allahu Akbar dad doesn't know.
Why doesn't your father know, but your mother knows?
No, they both know. I'm okay with anyone. I'll date anyone.
You say your father... Does he know or does he know?
I was just joking. He neither of them have talked to me about my love for black women. I don't know.
Once you go black, you can't go back.
Is that what they say?
That's true. Okay. Let me go to Mimi out of California. Mimi, you are on the air. Is that your coffee?
Water.
Get your coffee. You can put it on the table. That's punchy coffee you're drinking. I made that coffee.
You made this?
I sell it.
Oh.
That's Punchy's coffee. Oh. Go ahead, Mimi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Mimi.
And you know, I apologize. I didn't catch the name of the guest.
Adam.
Adam. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning. Great to chat.
Yes, of course. You know, I have a couple of questions. But I think the first one that I was going to ask is, you mentioned at the earlier top of the hour that there was a... oh, my gosh. I hate that my mind goes blank. That the current administration is against free speech, but that there is kind of an undertone kind of questioning, you know, blurring or muffling the waters in terms of free speech.
Are you on a speakerphone, Mimi? a Bluetooth or something?
I heard what you were saying about free speech, but keep going from there.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Are you on a speaker, a Bluetooth, maybe? No.
My phone is just wonky. It's like trying to switch over.
Is it an Obama phone?
So I apologize about that. Huh?
Is it an Obama phone?
It's not an Obama phone. You've got jokes, Jesse. Okay. So free speech, the current administration, it currently isn't its strength, is in your eyes. But let me ask you this. What is cancel culture? Is that just renaming opposition to free speech and saying that it's okay if you can cancel someone? Because I think that on the other side, on the right, on the left, we see a lot of cancel culture. If you don't like somebody, it doesn't even matter their language or their speech, just obliterate them, act as though they become invisible. What is the difference between a violation of free speech and cancel culture?
See, that's actually a really good question. I would say that cancel culture comes from cultural power on one side, and what we're seeing right now is the executive branch being weaponized to silence people. So just to back up, I'm against cancel culture. I thought that liberals took it too far when they were canceling everybody for everything. Mm-hmm. I think there are some cases where it's normal, but now that you see the culture shift towards the rights, you saw the same type of cancel culture when people were making jokes about Charlie Kirk. Some people got fired for really, really dumb reasons just making jokes. But my problem isn't with the cultural change of cancel culture. That's a separate conversation. I see the Trump administration as weaponizing the executive branch to go after, let's say, universities that disagree with them, like universities in my home state of Illinois or universities in California, going after law firms that disagree with them, Act Blue, comedians that disagree with them. Donald Trump has tweeted Jimmy Kimmel's name dozens of times. Why is the president going after some random comedian? And then when that comedian gets taken off the air because of Brendan Carr, it kind of scares me. So there's a difference between the cultural power, the wielding of cultural power versus actual institutional power to silence people.
But, okay, so to your point, you're mentioning his tweets. He's not using any of his executive powers or any of his positional powers to do anything.
He is, though.
You know, tweeting something – no. Tweeting something is part of that cultural exchange that you just mentioned.
Well, okay.
He didn't ever execute any of his powers to do it. You just mentioned how he tweeted something.
Listen, it's not a part
of everybody else, how other people respond. Again, this is the problem with this.
Let me jump in really quickly. What he did
a
few weeks ago was tweet out Pam Bondi's name. I don't know if you guys have seen this post. Jesse, have you seen this post? He said, Pam, I want you to target these three people. And he had three names on there. It was Adam Schiff, Letitia James, and James Comey.
Did he say, I want you to target them?
He said, I want you to go after these people. Yes. Yeah, so right after this happened.
Did he say, I want you to target them?
He said, he literally said, we need to speed up the process.
And you want to know what happened?
The federal prosecutor.
Can I hold you over? Are you able to stay a little bit longer?
Yeah.
I'm going to hold him over for at least another 15 minutes or so, all right? Mimi, can you hold on?
Sure.
All right. You need to fix your phone. Mimi, get rid of that Obama phone.
Okay, Jess.
You can stay over for a few more minutes?
Yeah, I'm chilling. Take some calls? Yeah.
Okay. The hate news, not the fake news, 2 more hours ago. I'll be back in a moment. Amazing. Back in a moment. You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide. The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right?
A whole lot of mess going on in the world, such as, well, some mess is getting cleaned up too. And by the way, happy Diwali, or whatever it's, however it's pronounced. The lines are full, guys. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday. It's Female Monday, the 20th of October, AD 2025. The lines are full. You can call in every so often just in case a line opens up. It is fake news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back to your calls, more Super Chats, and our great guest, Adam Mockler. Adam Mockler on YouTube. Make sure you check him out. Follow him. No harassment. And what's that? He says you can harass him. It's fine. He's tough. But it is fake news, not fake news. And Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that millions, more than a billion, actually, Hindus, Sikhs, or Sikhs, Jains, J-A-I-N-S, that one group, and Buddhists around the world today are celebrating Diwali, the Festival of Lights, nice, as also known as Deepavali, one of India's most cherished holidays, symbolizing the triumph of light over darkness and good over evil. Sweet. Our greatest president in charge, large and in charge, and the people are mad about it. They were honking right outside of Bond on Saturday afternoon, just before my debate. Did you guys catch my debate on Modern Day Debate? No king's protests. They call him king. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, swiped at Saturday's no king's protests across the United States, telling reporters on Air Force One that people who attended the rallies are not representative of the people of our country. Wow. Nearly 7 million people showed up for Saturday's rallies against the administration's policies, including more than 100,000 people in New York, according to organizers and officials. Along with larger events in major cities, small pockets of No Kings protesters cropped up along busy thoroughfares, that's streets and stuff like that, small town squares, municipal parks in red and blue states alike. Trump and J.D. Vance also posted AI-generated memes to social media depicting Trump wearing a crown to mock, appearing to mock the protesters. And did you hear about the robbery at the Louvre? L-O-U-V-R-E. I think it's pronounced the Louvre. French police searching for 8 pieces of priceless, they call it, priceless jewelry following a daring daytime heist at the Louvre in Paris, that's France, on Sunday. Early evidence suggests the thieves used an extendable ladder and other tools to break into a window off a balcony before stealing French crown jewels and other treasures from the Apollo Gallery. The heist carried out in 7 minutes as the museum was opening to the public at 9:30 a.m. local time. And four perps, appeared to have been involved in the theft, unarmed and fled on motorcycles. French President Emmanuel Macron said that everything is being done to catch those suspects. The Louvre houses world-famous artworks, including Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa. It has not been the target of a robbery or in more than a century, so said a local official. And the government is still shut down. It's brutal for some of those government workers, and it may be kind of brutal for the airports. A new week begins with no end in sight for the government shutdown, now entering its 20th day. Democrats and Republicans still locked in a standoff over health care subsidies as senators prepare to return to Washington in the coming hours. Meanwhile, a federal agency responsible for overseeing and modernizing the U.S. nuclear stockpile will furlough the vast majority of their staff today. Interesting. As the stalemate drags on, according to the Department of Energy, about 14 employees with 1,400 with Nuclear National Security Administration furlough notices. Nice. I'm James Hake. Now back to the JLP show, Hour 2.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. No biblical question this week for now. Hopefully tomorrow I'll have one. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you're too busy to just sit and watch the show, you can park at. You know, you got to take your kids to a government socialist coming to school, or you're going to a Trump rally and support the king, or you, whatever, women who hate their children, don't want to stay home and raise their children, they got to go to work because raising children is a boring. You get no credit, right? You still can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats here in a minute. Go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. Rainy days and Mondays always build me up. But also, every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight my dad, my uncles, my cousin.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
I bet you would.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
So I'm holding over Adam Mockler, and he is a political commentator and the host of the Adam Mockler, M-O-C-K-L-E-R show, on the Midas Touch.
There you go. You got it
Network.
Right. The first, Midas Touch.
Midas Touch Network. Yeah. Do you have a website, anything you want to give out?
YouTube.com/Adam Mockler.
Adam, do you believe men should play in women's sport?
No, probably not.
And why not?
Should men play in women's sports? Men have a lot of biological advantages over women.
So they should not play in women's sport?
No.
Should women play in men's sport?
No.
No, and why not?
Because the biological advantages that men have would make it unfair.
Okay, nice. And do you support abortion?
Yeah, sure.
So why do you support women killing babies in the womb?
I reject that framing. I think that if a woman wants to make the choice before the baby actually develops into a baby, when it's still a fetus, then they can, yeah.
And so why do you support women killing the baby? Would you want your wife, if you're married, and I hate doing this, but you're not married.
No.
Let's say you got married. would you want your wife killing your baby in her womb just because she decided, I don't want a baby?
I think most abortions don't happen in married couples. I think that...
No, that's not the question.
So if my wife wanted the choice to abort the baby, yes.
If the wife wanted to kill your baby in the womb...
It's her body.
Would you be okay with that?
It's her body, so yes, if she wants
to. It's her body?
Yeah. How, and she's not killing the baby.
Did she mate the body?
No, it's who else is it?
How is it her body? She didn't create the body.
Do you have a wife?
Did she create the body?
Do you have a wife?
Did she create the body?
No.
How is it hers then?
Because she has autonomy. Is your body yours?
How is it hers?
Is your body yours?
You're not answering the question.
Because she has autonomy over her body. My body is mine and your body is yours.
How is it hers if she didn't create it?
Wait, so with the baby that she literally created isn't hers either?
How did she create the baby?
The baby is in her.
Did
she's
she
creating
create
it.
Create the baby?
Yes.
How?
Through biology.
How?
I don't know the exact mechanisms, but through biology.
How did she create the baby?
With a man.
How did she create the baby?
Through sex with a man.
You're not telling me how she created it.
Through biological
mechanisms.
All she
mechanisms. Did was lay down and the man put the bread in the oven. She had nothing to do with
it. So who created it?
God.
You think God created the baby?
Who did it then, if not God?
Do you think the man had anything
who
to do with it?
Who did it if it wasn't God?
The biological process is at play. An egg is fertilized after a guy. Like, it's just there's biological reasons
for
this.
Who did it if it wasn't God?
Science.
Who?
Science.
So science made it possible for women to have babies.
Yes. You say it like it's absurd, but it's true. You say it like it's absurd, but it's so true.
I want to go back to the calls.
you can laugh at all you want, but
it's
true.
Let me ask. So who created her body, the woman?
Her mother.
Her mother created her body?
You say it like it's absurd, but it's true. Your mother created
her
you,
mother
I hope.
Her mother created her body?
In her stomach, yes.
How did the mother create her own body?
Through having sex with a man, your egg gets fertilized, and then you have 9 months of... So, wait,
how
I have a question.
Did the woman create her body?
If God just randomly placed... I'm going to answer. If God just placed a baby in a stomach, why do we go through 9 months of pregnancy until a fully developed fetus emerges? Like, why isn't the fetus just placed there full? You know that there's a scientific process that plays
out. How did the woman create her body?
God. Is that what you want to hear?
No, I want to hear. You said she did it. It's her body. How did she create it? Tell me the steps of creating a body.
You don't have to create something for it to be yours.
How
one.
Is that?
You, because
you're not
did
telling
you create
me
that,
how the woman
did you create that laptop?
How did the woman create her body?
Did you create that laptop?
How did the woman create her body?
You didn't create that, but it's yours.
You're not telling me how she did it.
How she created
her
own body.
You said it's her body.
I never said she created her body.
But how is it her own then?
Because everyone has bodily autonomy.
How is it her own if she didn't create it?
Everyone has bodily autonomy. I never said she created it. Jesse, if I went over there and I put my hands on you in a weird way, would you be like, stop, this is my body, you should not be touching me?
No. I'd be like...
This is God's body?
I go black on you. So listen, I have some things that Jasmine Cricket said.
Okay.
And Jasmine Cricket admitted that she's tired of the white tears over DEI, which she said comes from mediocre white boys. Is that racism?
Wait. So you're going to say...
Is that racism?
No.
That's not racism?
No.
So if a white lady said that about the blacks, would that be racism?
No, not that, inherently.
That would be racist if a white lady said it.
Saying that people are mediocre?
No, saying that...
Here's my problem.
She said that she's tired of white tears about DEI.
You probably shouldn't inject racism into things.
She said, comes from mediocre white boys. That's from CNN on February 2025. You're saying that's not racism.
She shouldn't inject race into
things. Is that racism?
No, it's not racism.
If a white lady said that about black people and white boys, would that be racism?
Not inherently.
Would that be racism,
no,
yes or no?
No, not inherently, no.
Would that be racism?
No.
Okay.
Wait, can I say, can I say... You say that Jasmine Crockett hates all white people, but you have to find these random quotes. But when Donald Trump literally says himself, I hate all Democrats, that's not enough for you for him to hate all Democrats? Like, you're grasping at straws to try to say that Jasmine Crockett hates all white people. Literally grasping at straws. But Trump said with his own lips that he hates all Democrats. Do you think he hates all Democrats?
No.
Do you think Jasmine Crockett hates all white people?
Yes.
So what's happening here?
We call Jasmine Crockett crazy.
Okay.
So I want to go back to Mimi. All right. Some calls here. Mimi, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, Jesse, and I would like to apologize about the issue with my phone. I have fixed it, just for the record.
Right on, and now you sound clear and good. Thank you.
Can I respond to what we were talking about before?
Yes.
Mimi, I really apologize to cut you off. There was something I was trying to say, and then I want to hear what you have to say as well. We went to commercial break last time. So Donald Trump sent out this Truth Social post aimed at Pam Bondi, and he said, Pam, I want you to go after these three people. It was Letitia James, James Comey, and then Adam Schiff. Within weeks, a federal prosecutor resigned, and a new federal prosecutor was appointed to specifically go after Letitia James, James Comey, and Adam Schiff. So we were saying that you were trying to say that Donald Trump isn't actually directing people to do things, but for the first time in American history, we have a president directing his attorney general on social media to go after people. Biden never did that to Merrick Garland.
Yeah, but you know what? It's interesting that you say that, because possibly, is it possible that if he's saying that you need to take a look at these people, you need to take a look at their behaviors and their actions, is that wrong that he does that? No, maybe putting it on Truth Social post or whatever, maybe we need to start seeing some of the decisions that politicians are making out in public. Because I'll be honest with you, as a political commentator, you and I both know that in politics, everything is cloaked under a closed door, and we as the American people have no idea as to what is going on. Do you think that just because he posted that on Truth Social that there aren't hundreds of politicians that aren't using their power to push a button, and then all of a sudden all kinds of things are happening?
No.
That would be, being that you're a political commentator, that would be very irresponsible.
I'm not denying that corruption does happen, okay, but this is unprecedented.
Even necessarily corruption. It's just more so use of power.
Okay, but what Donald Trump is doing is by definition unprecedented. You said, is it really that bad for the president to be posting this stuff? Yes, there is supposed to be a separation between the executive or the presidency and the Department of Justice or the Attorney General. Merrick Garland was never directed by President Biden, as much as people want to say, but the fact that Trump is putting his thumb on the scale to make sure that his political opponents are indicted, and just to add insult to injury, this indictment was 4 or 5 days before the statute of limitations was up, meaning Trump and his team saw, hey, the statute of limitations is right about to be up. We have to put our thumb on the scale and force the Eastern District of Virginia to prosecute our political opponents. That never happened under Biden, and that is not what America's about. It's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, not the president calls you guilty until you can prove that you're innocent. You know?
I think there's a lot of assumptions there
that you're making.
There's a lot of jumps that you're making in terms of what was done and what wasn't done.
He said it.
What was said and what was said wasn't said because you got a post. There's a lot of assumptions, but I get it. The mind has a tendency to run wild.
No, I'm not running wild. Trump meant to send that as a DM to Pam Bondi. They literally said, we meant to send this as a DM. We meant to direct Pam Bondi to do this. What assumption am I filling in? Can you name any gap that I'm missing here?
I think that for you to say that, again, that he is going into their office and saying, you absolutely have to do this. If he is directing people to start looking at things, he absolutely in his power should. And if it's unprecedented, shame on all of those other presidents that haven't done it.
So
it's interesting. But it's interesting. Okay, so possibly you are making a point about, you know, what he's doing as unprecedented. But if you care about this nation, if you care about your job, what you do as the, you know, kind of the leader in charge, you have to look out for things that may be questionable.
It's not just that it's unprecedented, it's that it's un-American as well. The point of the presidency is to have checks and balances on you so you can't target political opponents.
Was it un-American for Obama to go after the Tea Party?
Did Obama direct his attorney general to go after the Tea Party?
No, was it un-American for Obama to go after the
Obama
Tea Party?
Obama didn't direct his attorney general. Did he direct his attorney general?
You're not answering the question.
I'm asking you one that is more
relevant.
Was
it un-American for Obama to go after the Tea Party?
I reject the framing.
What?
Obama didn't weaponize his Department of Justice against the... So, Did Obama ask his attorney
general? White person. I don't know what that means. Did Obama go? Was it un-American for Obama to go after the Tea Party?
I'm not going to be boxed into this framing when I'm making a point that is very valid.
What does that mean, framing?
Because you're framing the question in such a way that's
loaded. No, I'm just
loaded.
Asking the question.
No, you're loaded. Like it's like.
Was it?
Do the cops
un-American for the fallen messiah to go after the Tea Party?
Do the cops know you beat your wife?
You didn't ask the question.
Do the cops know you beat your wife?
Was it un-American for Obama to go after Dinesh D'Souza?
Do the cops know that you beat
your
wife?
Was it un-American for Obama
to
go after Dinesh?
Do you see how my
interesting.
Do you see how my framing presupposes that you've done bad things? My framing presupposes that you've done bad things.
Because I think, Adam, I get it. You're educated, and you have a way of, you know, being able to explain certain factions of the English language that asks a question, and then you call it something so that you don't have to answer it. So it's interesting, because what you don't realize is that a lot of the stuff that you're that the left is leaning on has nothing to do with facts. An actual basis. It has a lot to do with everybody's feelings.
Where did I lie? What's one unfactual thing I said?
Because you don't like the question, so now you're going to use the word framing. And
no, he's loading the question. He's loading the question. Okay.
It's interesting.
I'm not loading the question. Listen,
okay.
I'm black. I don't know how to load a question, man.
You have all these arsenal, and then you say you don't weaponize anything. you say that it's the right is weaponizing everything, but you have this whole arsenal, but you don't call it arsenal. You're like, those aren't bullets, those are marshmallows. You know, and it's like, stop it.
Never
stop it.
Under Biden or Obama did they direct their attorney general to do this. And you admitted it was unprecedented, but then you justified it, and you said you wish more presidents had gone after their opponents.
Unprecedented is not a bad thing.
It is when you're
saying unprecedented. No, it's not.
He's turning our country into an authoritarian regime. You can't just weaponize people.
Let me do this because of time. I got to run here. But
I am so sorry.
No. Not you. Don't fire. It's just that I'm looking at the clock here.
Okay. Let me just say this. There was two other questions that I wanted to ask, and I'll say them really quickly.
Okay.
Really quickly, you mentioned Trump with Obama and the fact, you know, his citizenship. Mm-hmm. Now, I would ask, are you a racist? I am not. There's no attack in this. It's just a question. But are you a racist? Because when you brought up the unemployment rate, the one thing you brought up was the black employment rate.
Right.
So it's interesting that everyone always wants to use blacks as their weapon against the American people.
Good point.
And then say that they're not racist, first of all. And then second of all, I would ask you, do you love America?
Yes.
Because this is your nation that you claim. Do you love America?
Yes.
There's actually no other question behind it. That was just the question. Do you love America?
Of course.
So that's all I got.
Her first question, why do white people always use the blacks when they want to bring up unemployment? Why the blacks?
You were claiming that immigrants
displaced. No. She asked you a question.
You were claiming that immigrants displaced black workers, so I was responding with a stat on black unemployment. We were talking about immigration, and you were saying that black workers were being displaced. This was all in the context of the conversation. Didn't you say that earlier?
I may have.
Yeah, I mean, it's a common point.
But you
so.
Don't care that the illegal is taking the blacks' job.
No, I deny that it's happening.
But why would you deny it?
Because black unemployment is up and deportations
are
up.
But would it be up if the illegal went back home?
They are going back home, but it's still up.
Would there be more jobs?
Donald Trump has deported 2 million people, and black unemployment is still up.
And Mimi want to know, are you a racist?
No, I'm not a racist.
And why do you say you're not?
Because I love everyone.
You love Donald Trump?
Everyone except for Donald Trump.
You love Netanyahu?
Everyone except for Netanyahu.
You love Putin?
No.
So you don't love anyone?
Well, but let's ask a real question. Do you love black people?
Yes.
You are willing to love black people, but you don't love Trump. But, which is fine, you don't have to. But what's interesting is that if you love black people, when are you going to start telling the truth as an American citizen? Because, see, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Making everything sound pretty doesn't love people. You don't love black people. I mean, I don't know you. But I don't think that you love black people.
Wait.
I think that it feels good, and it's easy to say.
Do you think Jesse Lee Peterson loves black people?
Everybody is saying it culturally.
Do you think Jesse Lee Peterson
loves
black people?
Answer your question first.
What was your question?
Do you love black people?
Yes, of course.
Then why do you use them to make negative points?
Like what? What are you talking about?
You said they won't even work when the illegal go home.
That's not what I said. I said they're being fired. Huh? No, unemployment is going up, meaning they're being fired.
You said they won't work even when the illegal go home.
Dude, I never said that. I never said that.
Why don't they just take no jobs then?
Because illegals being deported isn't increasing openings in the labor market. Your claim is that deportations will help black Americans.
And you said that it won't.
And I'm saying that deportations are already happening and black Americans are still suffering. That's not me saying that black people won't work. And if you want to say that anybody here doesn't love black Americans, I think that it's the way Jesse Lee Peterson is talking. Do you even think you're black?
No.
You don't think you're black?
I never think about that.
Okay, do you think...
Why should I think about that?
Because you're running a show that's based on a lot of race
Why
issues.
Why should I
and
think
you seem
about
to be
that?
Blind to your own race.
Why should I think about that?
Why should you think about... I mean, you should keep
no,
in mind...
No, why should I think about that?
You shouldn't, but you should keep in mind
no,
your race.
Why?
Because you talk about a lot of racial issues on the
but
show.
But why should I keep it in mind, though?
I'm just saying, you talk about
why
a lot of racial issues
in
on the show. Because it's important. It's an important
why?
Context. Because you talk about
why
black Americans.
Why is color important at all?
I'm not saying it's important. The way that you talk about black Americans and your skin color
okay,
is
I
relevant.
Okay, I got to take the next call. Okay. My producer told me to move it. Mimi, thank you so much.
Yes, it was a pleasure. Nice to meet you, Adam. Thank you for the discussion.
Thank you, Mimi.
Okay. Amazing. How do you feel about the Israel and Palestine war ending?
It hasn't ended.
Palestinian war.
They're already fighting again.
It hasn't ended.
They're already fighting again.
Who?
Israel just shot over the border, and Hamas is killing dissidents in Gaza.
Who's fighting?
Israel already shot rockets over the border, and Hamas is killing pro-Israel dissidents in their country. Hamas is not disarming.
Should they end the war there?
Of course.
Okay. Amazing. And would you ever obey a woman?
Yeah. I mean, obey a woman?
Yeah.
Sure.
You would?
Yeah.
okay.
I don't know in what context.
Let me go to what?
In what context? Like if a woman is telling me to do something and it benefits me, would I obey a woman? I don't really obey anyone, but if I could see a context where I would, I don't.
And so when Obama targeted the Tea Party, was that wrong?
When you beat your wife, was that wrong?
I'm asking you, when Obama targeted the Tea Party, was that wrong?
If he did, then yes.
I'm sorry?
If he did, then yes, it was wrong.
It was wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can I explain something really quickly?
What?
You know how when I ask you a question and I'm like, do the cops know that you beat your wife? In that question, I'm already assuming that you did something wrong and beat your wife. You get how I'm like assuming something in the question?
But I'm not assuming Obama taught in Tea Party.
But you, when you ask your questions sometimes, you load them with assumptions.
I don't load them.
And then you're asking for a yes or no,
you mentioned
the
black thing, right? I'm black at Ace of Spades, right? And black people speak differently than the whites.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Amazing. Man, there's so much going on right now. Now hold on, man. I'm getting a lot of everything. Okay, I'm trying to get to the callers that are for you. Okay, let me go to Tiffany out of Virginia. Tiffany, you're on with Adam.
Good morning, Jesse. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks
Good
for calling
morning,
in.
Tiffany.
I'm so excited. I turned in this morning like I always do, and I saw Adam. I saw you on something I cannot remember. You were debating someone, and then you came up on my timeline, and I was about to send you a message because I said, this guy needs a lesson. And then I saw you this morning. I said, I have to talk to you.
Ooh.
So first off, Adam, I want to say I commend you for your attention to politics and your interest in it as a young age. That's very important. However, you are, how old are you, sir? 23. Okay. I have forgotten more than you have ever learned.
Okay.
Jesse has forgotten more than I've ever learned.
I'm sure he has.
So I feel like you are too young. Like, you were born after 2000. So it's a lot of stuff that you don't understand and your generation doesn't understand. And you guys are going off emotions. And in my opinion, it makes me infuriated that you guys, your generation, is tearing down decades of process, of progress that people like Jesse and a lot of our black people or a lot of just people in general have moved. Like, I grew up in the 80s and 90s. We did not have this kind of division. It was not this kind of hate. It's something is wrong where you guys are. Y'all don't know where to put your anger. You guys are so privileged that you don't even realize you're privileged. The liberal people.
Privileged white. You have white privilege.
Yeah.
You have white privilege.
Yeah.
But you have Allahu Akbar.
Can I respond to what she just said?
Yeah.
Can I respond now? Were you done talking?
I have wrote it down. I just wanted to get out, like, I don't know a lot about you, but I just, from what I've seen so far, it just seems like you have a lack of understanding of stuff only because of your age. And so you're looking at things from a perspective that's not true.
Well, I want to respond.
True.
So
okay.
You said that my generation is tearing down decades of progress, but I reject that framing as well because I'm 23 years old.
What's the framing?
Let me just respond.
But what framing?
I understand. Jesse, I understand what he's saying. He's using words and philosophy for arguments, and
Let me just say, hold on, let him respond because of time. I just want to get a good response in here.
Hold on, Tiffany, let him respond because of time.
You tried to say... Okay. Yeah, you tried to claim that my generation is tearing down decades of progress, but I reject that entirely. I'm 23 years old, and the system has been failing Americans for longer than I have been alive. My generation is trying to help, and if you want to talk about division, when I was 11 years old in 2013, I saw the president of the United States claiming Obama wasn't born in America, making up nicknames for the other side, chanting lock her up. There is nothing like that that's been seen in American politics before. So you can't blame my generation for reversing progress when my generation grew up watching the president of the United States normalizing the type of vitriol and hatred that we see on a daily basis. I don't know how you can blame.
You're blaming people that are 19 to 25 years old for things that Trump has done. That is my point exactly. Because you grew up after 2000, you didn't grow up watching Donald Trump. You didn't grow up seeing that he's not.
I did. I watched him in my formative years.
I'm sorry. Let me finish. This is my point exactly. Your generation is so sensitive and takes things out of context. And then when you do that, you make emotional feelings about it. Then exaggerated or something that he didn't even mean in the first place. So when we hear Donald Trump say stuff, we know Donald Trump.
Do you think Obama was born in America?
Wait a minute. Was Obama born in America? Let me land my plane. Hold on. I grew up watching Donald Trump. He used to be the biggest celebrity ever. Everybody wanted to be him. He helped black people. He helped Jesse Jackson in the Rainbow Coalition. He was nominated by the NAACP. So I don't understand how, for one, you guys say he's a racist and all of this. And don't let me get into the fascist Nazi. Y'all don't even know what a Nazi is because... I don't even want to go there. I never called Trump a Nazi. Hold on, hold on. I'm just talking about your side.
Tiffany, calm down. What the? Yeah,
you're saying that I'm emotional? I'm sensitive and emotional?
Tiffany, calm down.
I'm the emotional one here. Okay.
Hold on.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Hey, your phone sound weird. Hold on.
Sorry.
Do you love Stephen Miller?
No.
You don't love Stephen Miller either?
No, I hate him.
You do?
Yeah.
Did you tweet out, and I don't know, I'm only asking because someone just told me, right? I didn't even know it. I don't know if it's true or not. Did you tweet out that anyone supporting Stephen Miller should be taken out back?
No.
And put down?
No.
You didn't tweet that out?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. That's your tweet right there?
Click on it.
Is this, are they slandering you here? We just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah, right. No.
This looks like a screenshot, but yeah. I couldn't find that on your account.
No,
I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
Right on.
Okay.
Right. But you love Stephen?
No.
You don't love Stephen Miller? You don't love Trump?
No.
You love Obama?
Sure.
You love Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Joe Biden, you can't hide.
Wait, can I respond to the caller one more time?
Yes.
One more thing. You were claiming that we are taking back decades of progress that Jesse Lee Peterson has made. Jesse Lee Peterson, I don't think you're about progress. You're about conservatism, right?
No.
You're about progress?
No.
In what direction?
I didn't know.
Wait, are you for progress or conservatism?
Neither.
Oh, what are you for?
Nothing.
Okay.
Amazing.
When I say, are you still there, Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. When I was saying the progress, I was meaning like...
when I hear your side and your generation,
hold on, Tiffany. Okay. Don't hang up. Hold on. Right. Let me just, I'm holding you a little bit longer.
Okay.
Because I have super chats and more calls for you. What a mess! Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. So everybody just take a and calm down. We're going to try to get to your super chats for my guests as well as your phone calls. And I will hold him over just a little long. Can you stay into the top of this hour? That's it.
Chilling, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
And so we're going to get to your calls and super chats, all right? Don't forget to like this video. Like it. And also support us on social media. We are on Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, JLP Talk on X, rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv/JLP, and kick.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. So like it. All right, the Hake Report is coming up at 9. E. White, the guy with the good hair, you don't want to miss the Hake Report at 9 a.m. And right after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. And the American Anchor Baby is on fire. Energy, other than Donald Trump, the great white hope, he's the only one with this type of energy. Give it to him by God. The American Anchor Baby, 11 to 1. Let me ask you, Adam, is there one thing that Donald Trump is doing for America and you appreciate it?
There's a few things.
Like sure. What?
I think that Operation Warp Speed was really good during his first term when he allowed the vaccines to be created and he took the vaccine. I think that throughout his second term, the big, beautiful bill that he passed has some facets that actually are good and that were just status quo things from the Biden era, from his first term.
Right.
But I think overall, it's a net negative. But yeah, there are parts of the big, beautiful bill that I could praise, right?
Do you think that we should pay free education and medical health insurance for illegal aliens?
No, not free everything, but I think that if
an... How about health insurance?
If it's an emergency, yeah.
Should we pay health insurance for illegal aliens?
Insurance, no, but an emergency, yes.
Should we pay medical bills for illegal aliens?
Emergency, yes.
For illegal aliens?
Yes. You want to know why?
So if someone broke into your home illegally and they got sick, you would pay for their medical
this
cover?
This is the problem here.
Would you pay for their medical
no,
cover?
No, but this is the...
And why not?
This is the problem.
Well, why not, though?
Well, let me describe.
No, answer that. Why you would pay for the illegal that broke into your home?
Because my home is in a hospital.
But, no, why would you pay for the illegal that broke into your home?
My home is in a hospital.
Is your country a hospital?
No.
So why would we want to pay for your country?
Because we're talking about hospitals in particular.
No, can I just, no. Can I'm just talking explain? About illegal.
I know.
And free medical coverage.
When an illegal immigrant goes to a hospital with an emergency.
I know. They get free health care.
And listen.
That should not happen.
Let me respond. When they go to a hospital with an emergency and they get treated, that's because Medicaid covers it. Now, if Medicaid did not cover it, those costs would be passed off to the doctors in the hospital, meaning those costs would be passed. Let me finish.
Let me finish.
I'm trying to make a point. If Medicaid didn't cover illegal aliens in hospitals, that exact cost would be passed down to consumers, would be passed down to us next time we go to the hospital. So Medicaid actually lowers the cost at hospitals because.
But the point is, we shouldn't pay for illegal aliens at all.
Should they just bleed out on the street?
Yeah.
Okay. That's one position to
we
take.
We didn't tell them to come here, right?
No.
Okay. I rest my case.
Okay.
So let me ask, should Trump gather the illegal aliens from schools and churches and homes and Walmart and all that?
No.
Why not?
Because I think that from schools in particular, those are likely going to be children who are not committing crimes. They are going to grow up and be productive members of society, which are net tax raisers, net revenue raisers.
Why should they send those children back to their own home?
Because these children are going to be productive parts of America.
But
and
we
bring
don't
us revenue.
Need them to be productive.
We do.
In
we need unemployment is going up. We need more labor right now, very clearly. Yeah.
No.
Is unemployment up or down?
So they
is
should
unemployment
not
up or down?
Gather illegal aliens.
Is
children.
Unemployment up or down since Trump
should
took office?
Should they gather illegal alien children?
Is unemployment up or down?
You're not
since
answering
Trump
that
office?
Question.
Should they gather illegal children? No.
Right. Why not?
Because they're not dangerous and they help the country long term.
They're illegal though. They're criminals.
But our system, no,
they're
not
criminal.
Our system is investing in them.
What?
Via schools. And we want to reap the benefits long term.
Why not invest in which is proper, which is the right thing, to invest in American citizens, legal citizens, or illegal aliens, which is right?
Citizens.
I rest my case. Tiffany, finish your point for Adam, and then I got to run.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound like I was, you know, attitude-y. But anyway, to your point, Adam, in response to you not seeing things like our generation is the point that I'm trying to make. You have anger and frustration and attitude to something that doesn't really exist because you are looking at it in the wrong lens. You guys, this generation and a lot of people have the wrong lens on, especially when it comes to the president, because you guys look at a president as George Bush,
Get right to your point, because
you can't look at President Trump as a presidential. He just happened to be the president. You have to see what he says in his context of his personality. So anyway, that's what the point that I was trying to make, because like you said, a president didn't do this. And I'm like, you didn't grow up when Clinton was, you know, doing what he was doing. So for Trump to do some of the things that he is supposed to do that offends you guys so much, it doesn't even blink an eye to us because we saw this stuff growing up. And then also, you guys are just biting the
wrong.
Tiffany,
I got it.
I want to ask a question.
Okay.
Jesse, do you think the caller Tiffany should be able to have a job in America?
Is she a citizen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think women should be able to have a job?
Not if they are married with children.
Tiffany, do you have children? Sorry, you don't have to say it. But.
Yes, I have children.
So do you think that Tiffany should be able to hold a job?
Not when they're married and have children.
Okay, so Tiffany, Jesse Lee Peterson doesn't think you should hold a job.
Not when, especially when you have young children, I think that it should go back that way.
Really?
Because that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Welcome to America, buddy.
It's 2025.
The generation
Welcome to Saudi Arabia. Women aren't allowed to work in Saudi Arabia.
Listen, Adam. The generation that I grew up in, like you guys after 2000, you guys are a new breed. You guys don't understand how things work. When we grew up, we didn't have daycares and stuff. We had aunties, cousins, aunts, grandmas, everybody with a community, and the mothers didn't work. My grandmother was the only woman in my family of 9 kids that worked. The only woman, because she wanted to. She was a nurse.
My mother didn't work either, man.
Yes, everybody else was a stay-at-home mom.
My problem
everybody
is,
else,
that you guys...
You know what I mean? So, but it's not saying that we don't want to or we shouldn't. If we want to or we have to, that's a different story. Right. But it's nothing wrong with doing it, because look at the generations now. Look at how unstable everything is, because there is no community anymore. There's no home. Everybody is off to work. No mom is single mother. It's like a lot. That's what I'm saying, Adam. You have to really step back and think about, get out of your bubble and look at old videos. Look at old things that we said and things that we did. It was not the way that you guys are framing it now. You guys are making this whole reality that never existed. And that doesn't exist.
My problem is,
last word.
The way that you guys speak, you want to turn America into what Jesse Lee Peterson would call an Allahu Akbar country. When I look at Saudi Arabia.
No, we don't.
Let me finish. When I look at some of these countries in the Middle East that try to suppress the rights of women, suppress the rights of women to work, or minorities, or any of these groups, they don't want equality.
Did your mother work when you were a kid?
Yes.
Your mother worked when you were a baby.
She had to raise me, her and my dad.
But she wouldn't raise you if she was at work.
Yeah, I mean,
who took care of you while she were at work?
My grandparents for a bit. I went to daycare.
She didn't love you, huh?
No, she did.
But
why did she?
Adam,
look how I've turned out. I've turned out great. I'm sitting across from Jesse Lee Peterson.
But Adam, it's no one saying you can't. You keep equating it with can't. It's no one saying that you can't. A woman can't do those things.
If Jesse had it his way,
if
women
your
wouldn't
mother
be able to
loved
work.
You, thank you, Tiffany. If your mother loved you, would she have stayed home and work and taking care of you?
She loved me so much that she worked for me. Why is your framing so backwards? She went out and she
worked.
You
didn't answer that question.
If my mother loved me.
If your mother had loved you, would she have stayed home and raised you?
See, you're doing the framing again. If you didn't beat your wife, would she have left
you? I didn't ask you about your wife.
No, if you didn't beat her, would she have left
you? No, the question, if your mother had loved you, would she have stayed home and raised you?
My mother loved me so much that she went out to work.
You didn't answer the question.
Okay, yes. My mom did love me, and she did help me, yes.
Renee, you are on the air from Texas with Adam.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Renee.
So I got a question. Did you just say a little while ago that the Biden administration didn't weaponize the DOJ against Trump?
Yep.
Okay. So you think that Trump administration weaponized them because you saw something in writing?
No, not just because I saw something in writing, because Donald Trump specifically asked Pam Bondi to target three people. And then after he sent out that post, Eric Siebert, the federal prosecutor from the Eastern District of Virginia, resigned so that Donald Trump could appoint Lindsey Halligan, who is a loyalist. Then Lindsey Halligan, a first-time federal prosecutor, went after two out of the three people that Trump requested. You don't have to connect any dots here. And I want to ask you, when did Biden direct Merrick Garland?
Well, first of all, I reject the framing of your question.
Okay.
Second.
Where am I wrong?
Second, everything you're saying, you're not wrong. I'm just being a smart.
I know.
The everything you just talked about of how you know happened because of something was because you saw something in writing, correct?
Because of the actions where you that saw.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Where you saw Trump directing what you're saying doing in writing, correct?
It was meant to be a DM. Yep.
Okay. So are you saying because you didn't see something in writing from the Biden administration to go after Trump, that's why you don't believe it?
It's not just that. There's nothing in writing. There's nothing that he said.
First,
yeah.
How do you respond to his question?
There's nothing that Biden said in writing. You're right.
Okay.
In writing.
Do you really, I don't really want to just, hone in on your age but that's such a naive way of looking at it.
Can you point it to me then? Point it to me what Biden put
in writing. Hold on. Yeah, I can point it to you by the amount of time Trump has been in and out of courts, charges against him from the New York State.
Wait, you've got to be kidding me. So you don't have any writing from Biden? So you just took me down that entire question chain. You don't have a single thing from Biden?
No, but what you
so you don't have
logic,
anything.
I don't need
the entire question chain
but
you just drug me down.
Logic, I don't need it, right?
No, you do need it. The entire question chain that you just drug me down, you were like, oh, so you think just because something's in writing that it can be
but
this. I was expecting you to have silver bullet at the end. You have nothing for me. You have nothing for me.
Hold on a second. What I am saying is you are so naive to think that you need it in writing. That is my point. My point is that you only believe it because you saw it directly. But
I only believe it because Trump said it.
I would think more that you would need more proof and actions, correct?
There were actions. You have no proof
of
Biden.
There were actions as well while Biden was president. But because you didn't see it in writing, you don't believe it's true.
What action did Biden take?
Right? That is what being young and naive is all about.
What action did Biden take? If you're going to call me naive, you tell me what action Biden took.
Well, you do know that his whole administration, you do know that while he was in. Okay, first of all, you understand that the reason why Trump got so many votes
what
to go
action,
around
I'm
going to
ask you one more time.
Him, right?
What action did Biden take? You are bringing me down these lines of questioning, and you don't have anything. Does this guy have nothing, or is it just me?
Jesse, no, I reject the framing of your question.
Okay,
I reject the frame of your
question.
Yeah, I reject it.
Okay,
so
let
I don't
me
have
reframe.
I'll just do what you do. I'll do what you've been doing for an hour and a half and just say you reject something.
Because Jesse Lee Peterson's questions, the way he frames them, are absurd. I'm not making this up. He will sit there and he'll ask me.
No, you just use these talking points of, well, I reject that. I don't know where you learned or where you saw it, but it's really dishonest to act like
that. This call was embarrassing for you. You tried to take me down a line of questioning and you had nothing. You had nothing.
Because the line of questioning is saying you need to see something in writing to believe it. I'm more of I need to see action.
And then you couldn't point to actions.
The bull crap.
Okay, what action did Biden take?
The bull crap stuff of going after Trump for 4 years wasn't directly from the Democratic top?
It wasn't. It was from a grand jury in New York.
You don't think, okay.
What action did Biden take? What action did Biden take?
You really don't think that these Democrats don't get together and just plan shit to excuse me, Jesse.
Yeah,
you don't think they don't plan stuff to go against their opponents?
Can I have one moment to speak for just like 20 seconds? Okay.
Yeah.
So I have pointed to a Trump post where he directs something to happen and then it happens 2 weeks later and apparently that's not enough evidence. When I flipped the question back on our caller and I said, hey, can you point to me anything Biden said? He said, it's not about what Biden said, it's about what Biden did. So I said, okay, what actions did Biden take? I'm going to ask you one more time, what actions did Biden take?
Okay. Again, you just think because you saw it in writing that you have to believe.
Jesse, he's not answering. He has nothing, right? Can you just agree with
me? Well, I reject the framing of your question.
You can't just that's not an out.
Reject the framing of your question.
Thanks, Renee.
Renee, I got to run, man, because of time. And there are so many calls. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. And then I want to do Super Chat. Rick, you're on the air with Adam. Where's Eve, Adam?
She's not. She's
man,
not.
My man.
How you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Adam. How you doing?
Doing well. Good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, man. Good morning, Jesse. Everybody and their mom will listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for knowledge today, brother.
Right on. Thank you.
But anyway, I want to, well, Adam, you know, you from Indiana, so am I. I'm from Gary, Indiana, too.
Oh, really?
You know, the problem I have, you know,
Because of time, go right to your question because I want to get some super chats here, too.
Oh, okay, sure thing, Jesse. You know, everybody seems like the Democrats, they look at Donald Trump with a magnifying glass. But just you have Biden, he just had the borders wide open. No Democrats said a thing about it. And then to have, Fannie Willis, go after Trump, and you have Letitia James go after Trump. He's bringing all these DAs to go after Trump and stick some kind of charge on him. But nothing worked, you know?
Yeah.
And I think also, too, real quick, Adam, and Democrats, to me, they help keep blacks down, help them keep them in that victim mindset. The only way you can make them is you go to college.
Do you have a question for him? Because I got to run in a minute.
Okay. Well, that's just it. You know, I was just asking him, you know, when Biden did things wrong, it's like no one heard from the left. Like, Biden opened the books wide open, and Democrats said nothing. They let them all in.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick.
I don't think that Biden opened the border, but I will say I don't think
Biden had a border open.
His border policy is not defensible. I think Biden's border policy was terrible. Terrible. But I don't know if it was quite open. It wasn't an open border.
No, wide open.
It was people were abusing the asylum process. Is more accurate. The asylum process was.
You
being
didn't know
abused.
The border wide open.
No, you just pointed this out earlier. People were abusing the asylum process.
You didn't know the border was wide open.
It wasn't wide open.
The border was not wide open.
But I can say that Biden's policy
people
was
just
defensible.
People just crossing and crawling. They weren't crossing.
They were
over
seeking asylum. It was yeah.
Thank you, Rick. Let me ask. Did you vote for Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
You voted for Kamala?
Yeah.
Why?
I like a woman in charge.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What a man.
I'm a beta?
Uh-huh.
You're the one that, like, kneels down for Donald Trump on a daily basis.
He is the great white hope.
See, I'm a beta. You're calling Trump the great white hope. What the hell?
Some people call him amazing.
That's beta.
They say amazing.
That's pretty beta.
The wind and the sea obeys him.
Would you die for Trump?
And then some people say they call him daddy.
What do you call him, daddy?
And some people call him the king. I call him the great white hope. You see all the great white hope?
Do you call Trump daddy?
You see all the great white hope things?
Yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah. Do you call him daddy?
I call him the great white hope.
That's kind of beta.
Super chat.
Super chat.
All right. We got a couple for our guests here, Adam.
Yeah.
And starting here on Pilled, so thank you, Pilled.net. Pastor Chatelet donated 222 gold pills.
Thank you.
This soy boy says he is for freedom of speech, but is part of the party that wants you yeeted if you have the wrong opinion. Beta male, you're not fooling anyone. Any response?
I would never want somebody yeeted if they have the wrong opinion. I think anybody on my side who
what
is making
yeeted me
killed.
Oh,
anyone
okay.
on my side who is making fun of Charlie Kirk or calling for violence against Charlie Kirk, I wholeheartedly condemn that. And a part of my career is speaking out against political violence.
What do you think about the assassination attempt on Trump?
It's okay. Tragic. It's not good. Oh, you shouldn't okay. do that.
All right. Nice.
It's not what America's about.
Okay.
Another from Pastor Shally. This is on Rumble. Says this guy is a beta male mommy's boy. LOL beta.
I don't know what I'm supposed
He's
to say.
He's making me say that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not the one that's
beta. Doesn't want to say that, but it's super chat.
Here's the difference. I call Biden the president. You call Trump the great white hope and daddy. So I'm not the beta male.
I yet. Didn't call him daddy.
Do you think he's daddy?
I said some people call him daddy.
Do you think they should?
I think he's the great white hope.
Okay.
He is the great white hope. Do you agree he's the great white hope?
No.
Why not?
I think that he's not hopeful, and he's barely white. He's orange.
Is he white?
No, he's orange.
Is he making America great again?
No, he's making it worse.
Is he making the world obey us?
No, they're not. The world is laughing at us. He's making Putin laugh at us right now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Putin hates us. He's laughing
we gotta
at us.
Do okay. these. Yeah, let's go do a ahead. Couple of these. Yeah. Fazul, thank you, says, is from our guest. Okay, we got one from Mike Young for our guest. Says, hey, guest, your thoughts on Israel?
My thoughts on Israel? When October 7th first happened, I was entirely supportive of Israel striking back and taking out Hamas, and I still think Hamas needs to be neutralized because Hamas is awful. But after 2 years into the war, at some point, it feels like Israel is just bombing so many people relentlessly. And I understand. I understand that Hamas needs to be taken care of. But I think we're getting to a point where Israel is taking it too far, and they need to be a little bit more careful with human life in Gaza.
Amazing. Yes.
Imported TV says, God created all babies, period.
Okay.
Sounded like maybe an earlier thing.
Do you believe that?
No.
You don't think God did it?
I think biological processes did it.
You don't think God did it?
No.
Amazing. Okay.
JV the Great says, was it un-American for Obama to spy on Trump? Was it un-American for Hillary to create a fake Russia hoax to frame Trump?
I don't think those things happened. If they did, then Tulsi Gabbard should actually indict people rather than just posturing all the time. She released that document, which she claimed exposed spying into Trump's campaign, but it didn't. It didn't expose that. In fact, didn't Trump's campaign manager, Paul Manafort, actually get arrested for Russia ties? Did that happen? You're older than me, so you might remember.
I don't remember.
Okay. You don't remember that?
No.
From JV the Great, Joe Biden literally said, it's time to put Trump in jail.
Did he say that?
According to JV the Great.
I believe he did say something like that.
I might have
to. Yeah.
And finally here, and that's from Pastor Chatelet, I believe this was dealt with, but I'll read out his super chat. You should be taken out back and put down. That's stochastic terrorism. This isn't the Marxist left.
I denounce. I denounce political violence overall. Yes. Something that I talk about a lot.
Right.
Political violence.
I did not find it on his ex account. Thank you very much. And that is all for now. Thank you very much.
Adam, that was amazing.
That was amazing.
How can people get you YouTube?
Adam Mockler on YouTube, Adam Mockler on Twitter, Adam Mockler on Instagram.
Thank you, man. I'll be back in a moment for your phone calls. 888-77-JESSE. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. top quality, specialty grade beads. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world, as you hear. This is the end of hour two already of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. It is the 20th of October, A.D., 2025. Let me check the lines. The lines are full, but you can call in just every so often, okay, just in case a line opens up. It is hate news, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show today, thehakereport.com, and then American Anchor, baby. Very nice. We'll get to more of your super chats as well, guys and gals, as well as your calls and some great stories. But Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports on that government shutdown. Those 1,400 or however many employees furloughed amidst this government shutdown. So hopefully Putin doesn't attack us, and then they need those employees back real quick. But well, I think we'll be fine. Or Iran, or Israel, or whoever can get us. North Korea. What a mess. Who cares? Anyway, Colombia aide, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, said Sunday he will end all U.S. payments and subsidies to Colombia, making a dramatic escalation in his clash with the country's so-called president, Gustavo Petro. Trump said in a social media post, that Petro does nothing to stop the production of drugs in his country. I think they're the number one exporter of cocaine or something like that. I don't know. Despite large-scale payments and subsidies from the USA that are nothing more than a long-term ripoff to America. Stated Trump. The United States has provided about $210 million in aid to Colombia this fiscal year, including about $31 million in agricultural support, according to the U.S. Department of State. Now, Trump also said he plans to impose tariffs on the Latin American country over allegations of drug trafficking. This comes as tensions in the region are growing as the United States carries out military strikes on boats that are allegedly involved in illegal drug trafficking of the Caribbean. And I heard on the Drudge Report, you know, sort of liberal anti-Trump Drudge Report, I don't know, whatever, that the Gustavo Petro, Colombian president guy, he accused Trump of bombing just regular innocent fishermen because one of their Colombian alleged drug trafficker people survived that one boat bombing. And so now he's pretending that it's an innocent person. Who do you trust? Nobody. And the Gaza ceasefire, President, Vice President J.D. Vance will lead a delegation to Israel this week. Sources told Commie Nonsense, the administration working to implement the next phase of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire agreement. U.S. brokered deal endured the first major test over the weekend, with both sides reaffirming their commitments after a deadly flare-up. So now they're back to committing to peace. On Sunday, Israel carried out a series of strikes across Gaza after they accused Hamas of carrying out an attack that killed two Israeli soldiers. Wow. The Israeli strikes killed at least 44 people in several or at least a few parts of the enclave, per data from Gaza's hospitals. Both Hamas and Israeli forces blamed the other for violating the ceasefire. Typical. And there was a huge, this morning or last night or whenever, global outage impacting Amazon, Fortnite, Snapchat. We can't even log into Restream. Not that we need it, fortunately. Hit by an outage. And I don't know if Restream is related to this issue, but anyway. Some of you guys may use that service. We barely use it, honestly. Anyway, so interesting. I guess they're getting back online. Rapidly growing list of sites experiencing issues per Down Detector, which tracks internet disruptions. Nice. And the National Hockey League apologized for some offensively worded message on some scoreboard during Hispanic Heritage Night. I'm James Heek. Now back to JLP. Hour 3. I think.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. It's the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, I don't have one right now. We dealt with the one last week of which do you prefer, being good or doing good? And I'll get to that a little bit more a little later. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around sending your kids to a school because you hate your kids, you don't want to stay home and raise them. There's no reward in there for the ego. Or you're just working out or whatever. You can podcast the show, but you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
A spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. So we had a guest in the first 2 hours. I want to go to the callers because the board, everybody, and their mama, if you're black, everybody, their mama, want to get in on this. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Michigan. Erin?
Yes.
Hey, Erin, you're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing this morning?
All is well.
That's awesome. I just had a quick question for you. It's actually a personal experience of mine. Do you believe it is morally right for a mother to have a child and then be with a man that is not biologically that child's father and let him discipline that child, whether it be putting his hands on the child or any of that degree?
No, that should not be happening.
Okay. Now, that furthers my question, because that was the experience that I had as a child growing up.
So your mother had a boyfriend while you were growing up, and that boyfriend used to beat you?
Not really beat me, but yeah, he would whoop me. And they're still together now, but they're married now, but they were not at the time. And I was only like 4 or 5.
Okay.
And my mother never actually disciplined me herself, whether it was words or anything. He was always the one to do it. And I always felt that was wrong.
Yeah.
And I just kind of resented him for that. So
yeah. Yeah.
I guess my questions after that, since you kind of agree with me, is like, should I forgive my mom for like the lack of like her parenting? And like, should I forgive him for what he did and just let it be? Or because she won't take accountability for any of it.
So you said forgive them or what?
Or just like let it be, not even bring it up ever again. Just let it go.
No, you should. In order for you to have perfect peace, you got to overcome evil, which is anger.
Okay.
Anger is evil. And the way you overcome that, by realize I do resent my mother. I am angry at my father or this man, whomever. I have to stop being angry. I'm wrong for being angry. And so go and forgive, and God will forgive you so you can move on.
Okay. Okay.
So
I
you
understand
definitely
that. So
should
even
deal with it. Absolutely.
Okay. So even though I've tried to talk to her and about what has happened in my past, and she says, oh, well, you were probably just being a brat and just gives excuses, should I just still forgive her and just move on?
Yes. But,
okay.
But when you go and forgive her, don't have no expectation about her response. If she said, yeah,
okay,
I was wrong for that, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
If she said,
okay,
it was your fault, not mine, that's nice. If she blamed the cat, the dog, whatever she says has nothing to do with you, that's on her. You forgive both of them in spite of what they have to say so that God can forgive you.
Okay, that makes sense. I've been told by my mother's mother, my grandmother, actually, to just let it go and that you may not ever get the answer you want. And I'm trying to come to terms with that.
What kind of answer do you want?
Just like an I'm sorry or I messed up.
Why
or
do
just
you
whatever.
Want that? Why do you want that?
That's where I'm confused. That's where I'm like, should I just let it go and just forget about that answer or try to get that? Maybe for my own peace, but I don't really necessarily need it, though.
But you're not going to have peace. If she said that, that's not going to bring you peace. The only thing going to bring you peace is when you forgive. Because, yes, according to what you said about her boyfriend, that was wrong, but you're not liking peace. You don't lack peace because he whooped you. You like peace because you have not forgiven.
Okay.
So
yeah,
even
no,
if your
sense.
Mother said, I was 100% wrong, I'm sorry, daughter, I should not have done that, allowed that to happen. Mm-hmm. If you don't forgive her, you're still not going to have peace.
Oh, okay, yeah, absolutely. I agree with that.
Peace is not
that.
Based
absolutely.
On anyone else's action or non-action. It's based on you and God.
Okay. I like your perspective on that. Thank you for that. That really makes me think a little bit more about that. So I'll definitely do more working on just forgiving them for what has happened in the past and just continue, you know, fulfilling and being a mother to my own kids.
Will
and
you
not
go
caring
and tell
them.
Her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I will let her know, you know, that I forgive her for anything that happened in the past. And yeah, my stepfather, he doesn't really even speak to me on the phone. So I can't even talk to him and tell him I'm sorry to him, but
okay.
I would have to have her say, hey, let him know I'm sorry, or that, you know, I forgive you for being, you know, whatever, as
just
I was
let
growing
your,
up.
Let
so.
Your mother know that I resented you for allowing that to happen. I realize now you can help yourself, and I'm sorry for resenting you. I'm wrong. Because you only suffer, Aaron, because you have not let anger go.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And you're wrong for being angry. There's never, ever, ever, but never, 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 ever. There's not one thing that can happen to your life and you have the right to be angry. You don't have a right to be angry.
Okay, I understand that. Yeah, absolutely.
Have you apologized to your children for screwing them up?
I haven't gotten, honestly, to the point where they've gotten screwed up, but I do apologize to my children when I do mess up on a regular basis. If I mess up or if I yell too loud or if I do something wrong, I come to both of my children, which are age 5 and 11, and I tell both of them, hey, I'm sorry that I acted this way. It's not right. I apologize to my children, and that's something that my mom and him never did.
But when you apologize to them and you keep doing it, after a while, it won't matter that you say, I'm sorry. When you apologize, then you have to change and stop doing what you're doing.
I agree. That's where, like I said, I apologize for an action that I may have taken, you know, towards my daughter, and then I tell her that I will do better. And I always strive to do better, and she knows that, and she'll tell me, okay, Mom, I appreciate you for, you know, saying I'm sorry. You know, I understand.
How old is
she?
You
know, like I said, she's going to be 12.
Okay.
Yeah, so she understands a little bit more than my five-year-old. He's autistic, but he still is. His receptive language is great, so he still understands the concept of I'm sorry and that I did something wrong.
Where is your father?
My biological father, he's passed away, but he was never in my life. He left my mom when she was pregnant with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, forgive your mother so you can be free.
Okay, great. I appreciate all that good advice, Jesse. I really do. I love your show.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time call out of Florida. Carl. Carl, you are on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Carl.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well.
All right, man. I have a quick question for you, man.
Okay.
So Mondays are female Monday, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I have a quick question. So where... Who put you in this position to give you, you know, all this knowledge about women and give it out, basically? I just want to know. Because it seems like you have a lot of resentment about women.
And why does it seem like I resent them?
Well, I just hear a lot of negative things about women, about how, you know, and basically how you think, you know, women shouldn't be allowed to do a lot of things. And
tell me
know.
Something that I say that's not true.
Well, about women
negative.
Working.
Tell me something that's negative.
Women working.
Do I say women working or women with children?
Women with children.
Disagreeing that if a woman is have children and married, she should stay home and watch over the children?
I'm not agreeing with that. No, I don't.
You disagree with that?
Yes, because my mother.
Why do you disagree with it?
Because I've seen my mother do it.
I'm sorry?
Because I've seen my mother do it.
Right, but which would have been the best thing for you? Was your mother married?
Yes.
And which would have been the best for you?
Well, she wasn't married at the time, but she got married soon after.
So your mother was not married when you were little?
No.
Well, she had to work if she weren't married.
Well, exactly, but I mean, like, she stayed working after she got married and just made
more
money. But
my question is, do you disagree that a woman with children and a marriage should not be home raised watching over the man's children? You disagree with that?
Yeah, I disagree with that.
And you disagree with that because you saw your mother working?
Yes, and also I know
your
there
mother
are men
wasn't
out there
married.
Why did you cut me off? Why did you cut me off, though?
You said your mother wasn't married, so she had to work.
Well, she got married very soon after. That's when I was born, but very soon after she got married.
To your father?
Yes, of course.
Your mother married your father?
Yes. Yes.
And so if you were married, would you want your wife working or being home watching over your children?
Well, I mean, I think that working to add more money to the house, I believe that could be good, especially if your father isn't making that much money.
So if you were married and you had children.
If
you would
I'm not making
your,
that much money,
you would
if
want
I'm
your
not making
wife,
that much money,
you would want your wife to work if you were married.
Listen. Can you listen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm working and I'm not making that much money, and I can't really pay off all the bills, and I can't really take care of everybody in the house that I would like to do, then yes, that would be nice if she works, and so we can put money together and we can make it work. Yes.
Why would you get married if you can't afford it?
What?
Why would you get married, make children if you couldn't afford it?
Well, just like you said, you know, I don't like to have babies out of wedlock.
Why would you get married have children if you couldn't, if you were not able to afford it?
Well, you know, maybe I was able to afford it at a period of time, and then maybe something happened afterwards.
Carl, you're doing a lot of maybes. I'm asking you, why would you get married?
Well, there's a lot of maybes in this world.
If you couldn't afford it.
There's a lot of maybes.
Carl.
There's a lot of maybes in this world.
Carl, hold on. Why would you get married and make children if you could not afford it?
Well, you know, I'm going to say this. Like, well, you had made children before, right? You made children?
Sure. Why would you get married and make children if you couldn't afford it?
Well, you know, if I made children to do the right thing like you would like to do, like you
Carl,
say people should
why
do.
Why would you get married and make children if you couldn't afford it?
Because I did.
No.
That's what I did.
I said, why would you do it?
Because I did.
You
That's
did
what? Happened. I did it. I did it.
You did what?
If I, why would I do it? Because that's something that I did. It's
you
not
did
something
what?
I think about. Getting married and having children.
You got married and made children. You could afford it.
Well, I'm a, yes, yes.
Why did you do that?
Just like, I mean, I did it because kind of like how you made children out of wedlock.
Why you did
know,
you do
happened,
that, Carl?
Right? Why did you do that?
All right, Carl, I got to go, man. Thank you. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Stephen. Oh. The guest is gone. Oh, okay. All right. Let me go to first-time caller, Stephen out of Ohio. Thank you, Carl. Go ahead, Stephen. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well.
All is well. Guaranteed. Well, you know. Adam was a great choice for Female Monday.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a fun guest.
Yeah, he was interesting. You know, seemed like he was pretty, I guess, young, narrow-minded, I guess, in his ideas.
Right, he's 23 years old. He's very young.
Yeah. A little bit of experience on top of that. He's going to change his mind just a little bit. Well, hey, I don't really have too much for you other than just thank you, you know, being around. Love listening to you. I want to say from the folk from Michigan, when she was talking about having you know, her troubles with her children and her family. Don't forget to forgive yourself in the meantime.
Yeah, amazing.
A lot of times you forget to do that, man. That makes you struggle.
Yeah. Well, have you dropped your anger, Stephen?
Have I dropped my anger?
Have you dropped your anger?
Oh, man, what terms?
Have you dropped your anger?
In terms of towards people?
Have you dropped your anger?
I'd say so. It's kind of a struggle for me right now. I dropped my anger, and now I don't know what to do.
So you have no anger?
Yeah.
You have no anger?
Really not. Yeah, I'm not really frustrated with anything.
So you never get angry anymore?
I don't even know the last time I've actually been angry. I used to grow up being angry.
Right. But you don't get angry. You have overcome anger. You don't get angry anymore?
No, I really don't.
So what do you mean by I dropped my anger? I don't know what to do. What do you mean by that?
Well, that was a fuel for a while, you know.
But what do you mean by you don't know what to do now that you dropped it?
I grew up in not a really good household, so I moved out young, got my own place, made my own living, etc. And I got to a point where I've actually, you know, one of the people that, you know, took nothing, turned it into something.
Did you forgive your mother and father?
I think so. I have to keep them at a distance because they do some crazy stuff.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
29? Did you go and tell them you forgive them for what they've done to you?
Yeah, that's. I've had that conversation with them several times.
You forgave them. What did you say to them?
Let me think about that. What did I actually say? I said, I can't hold you responsible for how you raised me. You're just, at the end of the day, you're still a person and an individual, and I can't hold you accountable.
Did you apologize to them for resenting them for what they did to you?
I didn't resent them.
You said you were angry at them.
Yeah, for things that they did to me, but I didn't resent them.
Isn't anger resentment?
Well, anger is frustration. Resentment is like long-term.
But anger, resentment is the same thing. If you had no anger, you can't have any resentment. You had no resentment, you can't have anger. But listen, because of time, Steve, I got to run. If you don't want to forgive them, I totally understand. But if you want,
they are forgiven. Yeah. And we've rebuilt a relationship.
But let them know that you've forgiven them.
It takes building blocks.
I'm sorry.
Oh, they know. Listen, at the same time, there's building blocks on top of that. So when you wipe out the whole thing, you got to build it back up at the same time.
Okay. Amazing. Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate it, buddy. Because of time, I got to run. Let me go to Julie, a first-time caller out of, Kayla first. A first-time caller out of Portland, Oregon. Kayla, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, Kayla.
Nice. I have a question. I keep seeing anger pop up in me, and it's freaking me out. It feels hopeless. How do I drop it?
By forgiving your mother and your father, especially your mother.
I went to them and forgave them both almost a year ago.
Oh, good. What'd you say to them?
I told my mom that I was sorry for resenting her. I resented her my whole life, and I could see that the things that happened and so forth, it wasn't her that, you know, she couldn't help herself.
And how about, and what did she say?
She didn't really say anything. She just said, okay.
Okay. How about your father?
I said the same thing essentially to my dad, that I forgave him and that I was sorry for resenting him. My whole life, I'd resented him, and I was sorry.
Are you doing the silent prayer now?
Every morning, every night, during the day.
Well, all you got to do now, Kayla, this is all you have to do concerning psychological, emotional problems, is watch those things. Don't call them you. When you feel the pain, I see that pain. I feel that pain isn't necessary. Don't answer the questions. Just quietly ask to yourself and just watch it. Go about your day. Go to work. Go to dinner, whatever you do. But watch it and don't call it you so you can stop identifying with it. And it will be taken away from you. I promise you that.
Okay.
But you got to practice staying present. Be aware of what you're feeling and thinking and feeling on the inside, but do nothing about that, and it will be taken away. It's not you.
Okay. All right. Even though it feels like me, it seems like it's me. It's not me.
Right. You feel it in the body. You feel the pain of loneliness or anger or resentment, which are both the same, or sadness or depression or whatever. You do feel it. But it's in your body. It's not in you. You're not your body. You're not the thoughts. You're not the pain.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And just live with it and let it be taken away from you. And the light of the Father will take it away.
Okay.
Because it is not you. I promise you that.
Okay. I hear it.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay, I will. Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Kayla says, it's in the word. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
It's in the work.
Three coffees. Amazing guest.
Thank you.
We still pay for Medicaid that illegal aliens can somehow get on without a social security number, she says.
Yeah, what a mess. Thank
Indeed.
You.
Aries 1 with on pill.net. No one ever mentions the Chinese illegal immigrants. The South American illegals are only half of the picture, says Aries 1.
Well, yeah, we deal with the Chinese, the blacks, the Mexicans, anybody, the Allahu Akbar ones, all of them. Absolutely. Thank you.
And Trump deported a bunch of Koreans, I heard. From
nice.
That plant, from that Kia plant or something.
You heard.
Hyundai, maybe. Pastor Chatelet.
Oh, down in Georgia.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, just finishing up that super chat of the one with the mistaken tweet that wasn't real of Adam Mockler saying
right.
something.
Yeah.
If you disagree with them, you deserve to be taken out back and put down, according to some of them, per Pastor Chatelet.
No, Adam said that wasn't real.
Yeah, Adam doesn't think so, but there's a whole lot of right. hateful people out there.
Right, Adam doesn't feel that way.
Eric, five coffees, meet. Which was for Adam, but Media Research Center's Newsbusters published September 2024 to 2025, Jimmy Kimmel made 7,189 jokes, quote-unquote, targeting Republicans and 3,584 jokes targeting Trump specifically. How can you in good faith demonize Trump for a dozen Jimmy tweets?
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. someone says... Hey, Uncle Jesse and Bond family. I sent a little gift for Jesse from Northern Ireland, UK, last month. Email says it's arrived. Just checking your office received it. Would love to see it on air. It's a T-shirt. Love, Jonathan, from your Bond Irish chapter, he says.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jonathan and family.
Nice. Thank you.
Fazul, not only 47, no kings, attack on our heavenly King. It's not just anti-Trump, those No Kings protests. It's an attack on God.
And they call him king. What manner of man is Trump? The wind and the sea obeys him. Amazing. Thank you.
The great white pope says Trump is king. George Santos unleashed. George Santos is unleashed.
Amazing. Thank you. Who is George Santos?
He's the corrupt Republican Latino gay guy who has been pro-Trump, and they got him for, like, corruption, misusing campaign funds to have a fun life or something like that.
That's one of the Trump partners thing.
He commuted his sentence.
Amazing. Thank you.
I chuckle at him because he's just a caricature of what they all are. Kukuji, oh, yeah, he lied about...
You're from New York, right?
He lied about being Jewish. He said, oh, I'm Jewish. He lied about his mother was there for 9/11 and all kinds of supposed lies. But anyway, Kukuji Ao says, is it okay for a person not to hang out with others?
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. And jumping back to the Friday, I Love Maya says, amazing, with a super thanks
amazing.
On Jesse Peterson channel.
Thank you, Maya. I appreciate it.
Karmic Binding says, on the fallen state, Jesse is evil for asking if mothers take the children because God is the father, says Karmic Binding.
What?
I don't understand it either. The wording is odd, and I don't know if it was like a typo, if he's saying Jesse is evil, or he's asking Jesse, is it evil for mothers to take the children because God is the father? So I don't know what you mean, Karmic Binding.
Yeah, make that a little clearer for me, all right? Thank you. I can't respond because it's not clear.
Yeah. Kelly bought a coffee on Friday. You said when you're working on yourself, you don't want to be around people. That seems true to me. Why is that? Because, what does it mean? Any advice how to handle it?
Because you're overcoming the world. You're overcoming the world in your own mind, and you're overcoming the world around you. And you will. If you stay with it, everything is going to change. They won't know it, but you will know that you're not the same. Things are changing. So stay with it and let what happens happens to the ego. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. Jay Cricket seems a little retarded. I can't say this word. What do you think?
I think Jay Cricket has so much anger. Jasmine Cricket has so much anger she lost. She literally had no idea what she's doing. She cannot see. She's blind. She's asleep. Amazing. Thank you.
Christina, love you, JLP and crew. Mr. Peterson, you're the great Black Hope father I've always needed. Also, Women's Forum was amazing. One for the books.
Thank you. Last week, or maybe week before last now.
Last week.
It was last week?
Yeah.
We had it was the third month, yeah. Third Friday of the month. The latest meetings were through the roof. They were amazing. Thank you.
Third Thursday.
Yeah.
Fazul, there will be church up in here. Much love, Jesse and crew.
That Thank
was for
you.
Church yesterday. Triple T, amazing.
I appreciate your support. Let me stop there for a minute. Hey.
We'll read the rest later, amazing. Guys. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Let me go to first-time caller Julie out of, thank you all, out of Indiana. Julie, you're on the air.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Jesse.
Hey,
it's
Julie.
It's so good to voice meet you. I love you to pieces. I don't care what anybody says.
I love you to pieces. Well, Julie, I'm sorry. I didn't realize we were right on the time. Can you hold for me?
Of course.
Okay, hold on. Let me take a quick break. And the treasure chest is now open on DLive as well as Scratch Off on Pules.net. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax. All right, folks, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, HAKEReport.com. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And you don't want to miss it. I do shout outs, birthday shout outs, wedding shout outs, congratulations, whatever the shout out is. I would do it for you. Go to Jesse Lee Peterson. Go to Cameo, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And don't forget to like this video. Hit that like button and like the video. All right? I appreciate it. Let me go back to Julie, a first-time call out of Indiana. Julie, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Jesse. I don't even know where to start, and I'm really nervous, so forgive me. But let me breathe.
Yeah.
Because, listen, seriously, I had a heart attack last October, so this is a year right now, and it was a what they call a widowmaker. And, oh, my goodness, it came. Oh, my goodness. Anyway,
how old are you?
I'm 60, unless they lied on my birth certificate. But anyhow.
So were you stressed? Why did you have a heart attack? You were stressed?
Well, it runs in my family, the heart condition, for one thing.
Right.
Yeah, for real. But anyhow, God is so wonderful. I don't care what anybody says. And listen, I mean, I most women do not agree with you. And I 100,000,000% agree with you. And because, oh my goodness, you get it. You get the core of our Lord and our Creator. Because if you do it the way God told us to do it, who is the daddy of us all, good morning, then you wouldn't have all this nonsense going on. Yeah. You understand?
Yeah.
But we're born in sin. Everybody doesn't understand that you're, there's a difference between flesh and spirit. That's why God told Abraham, you know, and Sarah, when he changed their name, put off the flesh and walk forward in the spirit. They didn't literally rip their flesh off their body, obviously.
Right.
So what does that mean? You understand what that means. And I love you for that. Do you know what I'm saying? And I grew up in a horribly abusive childhood. Most of my adult life was horrible. And I'm grateful for every nuance, everything that happened. Because when I was 7 years old, the Lord told me in my heart, it's not like I heard voices, I love you and I will never leave you. And I didn't know anything about, I just knew that God, I mean, how can you not look outside and know that God is real? I mean, I'm thinking that when I'm like six, you know, like, hello, it's obvious. And that's because God gave me a measure of faith. When he made me in my mother's womb, he already planned me before he made the world, just like you, just like everybody who's alive. He planned us, created us on purpose for a purpose.
Yeah.
If people understood that about themselves, oh my word. That's anyway, I love you. I just wanted to tell you that, and well, I 100% agree with you.
I appreciate it, Julie, and I hope your heart get better. Are you
recovered? My heart is awesome, sir.
Oh, okay.
Jesus heals me. You know what? After the heart attack, I had to wear a life vest. Oh my gosh. You know, there's some things worse than death, let me tell you. And that that thing, listen, for real, like, I didn't know anything about it. I was awake for the entire heart attack. I didn't even know I was having one. I'm like, I'm in the ambulance, and I heard the word heart attack. And I said, are you guys saying I'm going to have a heart attack? And they're like, ma'am, you are actively having one. I'm like, what?
Wow, so you didn't know that you were having one?
No, and let me tell you something.
There was no pain in it?
No, okay, I got to tell you this, so I'll get a little teensy backstory. So I was in a head-on collision 20 years ago, well, over 20 now, and I used to scrap metal for a living, like a man, you know what I'm saying? I could cut iron like with a torch and everything, and I did that as a single mom of five children so that I could take care of my babies more than anybody else, because I believe stay home with your babies. But I can't get into all this. I wish I could be on your show for, like, you know, 30 minutes, whatever. But anyhow, anyway, so I had this bad car wreck, right? And even on my crutches, I got out in the barn, dude. I was tearing apart refrigerators, whatever. And I was in a wheelchair and a walker for 6 months. But the Lord saved me then, even, because he's amazing. Anyhow, right, for real. And then, so, okay, so now I am at an age where my body has fallen apart. I've got a metal rod in my thigh from the head-on collision, you know, screws in my ankles and all kinds of, I'm like a bionic woman downstairs, okay? But anyhow,
for real.
Yes, amazing, praise Jesus. Anyway, so what was I telling you? Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I'm Italian. Forgive me.
Because of time, I asked, did you feel pain while you were having a heart attack?
Yes. Okay.
Are you saying,
yes,
Julie?
Yes, I'm back with us.
Are you saying there was no pain?
No, I'm not saying that. What I want to tell you is this. I have chronic pain in the three vertebrae in my neck.
No,
because
I mean, like, when you have the heart attack, Yes,
but this is why I'm telling you this. Okay, so I have three degenerative discs in my neck, right? And the nerves in my neck will sometimes make my fingers numb or all this stuff. So here's what's going on. I'm sitting here. I sit on the floor all the time, but it's a long story. Anyhow, I'm sitting here on the floor talking to my child, and here comes this nerve pain in my neck, right? But it starts going down my spine, down into my shoulder blades. I'm like, what in the heck is going on right now? You know, I'm moving my arms around and stuff. I'm like, well, this is weird. And it wouldn't let up. And then it started as like a band across my shoulder blades, like a tight squeezing.
Julie,
I'm like, what
Julie,
in the heck? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got to run because of time here. But
no, I understand.
So, but in essence, you had some pain going up in it, but you didn't realize it was a heart attack, huh?
Yeah. They took me right to the ER into a, you know, a whole town away from me, threw me on the slab, put a thing in my thigh, all up in my heart, gave me a stent. I'm like, what is going on? But anyway.
Amazing.
I love you, Jesse. I agree with you. I'm your number one. Well, I don't know how many, but I'm one of your fans for sure.
I appreciate it, Julian. Call me again.
I will. Have a blessed day, sir.
All right. You too now. Amazing.
Thank you.
Right now. Amazing. Let me go to Mike out of Alaska. Mike, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. I already know how you're doing.
All is well, Mike.
Hey, Jesse, when a nation slaughters the unborn, they schedule their own execution.
Amazing.
How do you like that?
I don't understand it, but okay. What do you mean by that?
Well, when a nation starts killing their babies off, it's over for them. They have no population left to govern.
Oh, I see. Yeah, the abortion has been going on for a long time now.
Yeah, you know, and a woman has a right to her body, not two bodies.
Right. And it's not even her body because her body is not her own, and she did not create the body. And so it's not her body at all.
No, God's the creator, but man implanted the sperm. So it takes two, and the man's always left out, and it's BS. I don't like it. That guy you had on there, Adam, he's a classic example of your UC system, or maybe Cal Poly Long Beach. He is so liberal. He will grow up, though. I love him.
Mike,
I love
hold
him,
on a minute. Your phone is sounding really weird. Don't hang up. Hold on. I'm going to let Derek check it out. Let's do Super Chat, James.
Super Chat.
Hold on, Mike.
Anthony says, Hamas are Nazis out of Iran, out of Germany, World War II, says Anthony on Cash App.
Thank you, Anthony. Amazing. Appreciate it. Thanks for your help.
During Church with Jesse Lee Peterson, Kimberlyn.
Amazing fellowship yesterday. If you missed it, go to rebuildingaman.com/church. Amazing.
And Kimberlyn gave a number one fan pair sticker with a headband, a sweatband.
Amazing. Sweet. Thank you.
Sunday Fitness said, have a blessed Sunday.
Thank you. You too. It was amazing.
Kayla, amazing fellowship. I'm so grateful, so ready to be free from hell and anger. Watching hell come out of me this weekend because I listened to one thought, which led to more hell. Never think about myself again.
That's right. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it.
Marty, happy Sunday, everyone. Amazing fellowship, JLP and crew. Love you all. Stay amazing. Two strong arm emojis.
Thank you. Thanks for your support to everybody, really. Thank you.
Peter 80, thank you, Jesse, and the team for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Right on. Thank you, Peter.
Nicole says on punchy.tv during church, funny how everybody chooses being good so they can do good. Why can't they directly pick do? Asked Nicole.
But you got to be good in order to do good. So you want to focus on, and when I say focus, I'm just communicating with that word. But you want to become good, because being good, doing good would naturally follow that. Your nature would be of good if you're good. And if your nature is of good, you can't help but do good. But if your nature is, if you're not good, then your nature is not going to be good and you can't do good. So you want to become good so you can do good. Amazing. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska asked.
Ask!
Was it just me or did it seem some were not in a positive place during the beginning of fellowship yesterday in church?
What did that mean, positively?
They were seeming down and negative or something.
I don't know, Jim. I didn't notice that. Thank you, though.
Kayla, five coffees. Jesse, I am so evil. Satan doesn't want me to admit it. He says you won't ever have a husband or children if you admit how evil you are. The evil in me scares me. At the same time, I know it's not me. This is crazy. Thank you.
Yeah. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. And Satan, the spirit of evil that made a home in you, doesn't want you to know you're evil because it doesn't want you to depart from you. So, and what you're feeling about it is not you. It's the spirit of evil that you're feeling it. But it doesn't want you to admit it because it doesn't want to leave you. Amazing. Thank you.
10 coffees from Ruben. Hope you remember us from Indiana. Things are going amazing since our last counseling session at Bond. I can't believe the job I landed shortly after we talked. Couldn't have imagined it. What the? If I still have this job by next year, the family and I can afford to see you and your experts in person. Amazing. You the man, Jesse.
Thank you. And stay with us, stay with us, stay with it. And always have a way to see about everything. Never be double-minded. A double-minded person is unstable in all his or her ways. So always have a way to see it. Congratulations and stay with it. Amazing.
Lori, church on Sunday was filled with truth. Wow. Now that's what I call church. Thanks.
It was amazing fellowship on Sunday. Make sure you podcast if you were not there. You may even want to podcast if you were there to really pick up some of the other things that you may have missed. Amazing. Thank you.
Three from someone. Should you stay with the painful thoughts when they come to face the pain within, or is it better to watch them and let them pass? Asked someone.
Should you stay with them?
Yeah, should you stay with the painful thoughts when they come in order to face the pain within, or is it better to watch them and let them pass?
But you, when you stay with them, you are watching them and doing nothing about it. I don't know what's the difference in that. So watch them. You are staying with them. Don't try to avoid seeing them. Don't go unconscious about it. Stay present. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, someone.
Yeah.
Chris, did I hear Jesse say he skips leg day? That's worse than having a girl first. Beta male. Laughing face sideways with tears coming out.
Well, I
referring
do
to
legs.
You talking at the beginning of church with Jesse Lee Peterson.
I hate legs, but I'd have to do them once a month. But not my favorite thing to do.
Once a month?
I mean, once a week. Okay. Not once a month. Once a week. It's just not my favorite thing. They're so difficult. What the? Thank you.
Garrett, love what you say about separating the body from you. Had me realize a whole lot of truth, he says, with three coffees.
You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your body. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Aries One, Games for Red Greenwall, and the rest of the supporters, as well as the Rumble and YouTube crews. Thank you kindly. And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go back to my thank you all very, very much. Appreciate your support. And you can support us. Don't forget the end of the year thing, taxes coming up. So you can donate to Bond, rebuildingtheman.com, and get tax credit for it as well with nonprofit, all right? Rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Or you can mail it, make the check or money order out to Bond. Mail it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can hit the scan the QR code to support Bond. I appreciate it. Let me go back quickly to Mike first here. Mike, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Oh, no worries, Jesse. I really love you, Jesse. You're a good man. And I grew up in Compton. Remember, I might have delivered you newspapers. I grew up on Compton Boulevard there, and there was no racism really back then. My dad, like I told you before, he had a concrete crew. He was a big contractor. His concrete crew were all black. And they were the best finished concrete guys ever, and they always were happy-go-lucky and hard workers. But that guy you had on earlier, like I said, he's a product from the California school system, University of California, probably, you know, UCLA or
no,
Cal
he's
Poly,
from he's from Indiana, I believe. So he said he went to Indiana University, I believe.
EGAD. The guy has no clue. You know, no clue because
and he's
Garland,
23 years old, I think. He got a lot of growing to do.
Yes, he does. And he needs to listen to more shows that are black oriented, like Alex Jones, Infowars.com, or maybe.
Why? But he's a liberal, and because he went to college, he got to overcome the stuff that that the schools have taught him. So be patient with him. Because a lot of times guys, you know, as they get older, they tend to realize that they have been lied to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He has vindicated me, though. I'm glad I didn't send my poor children to college. They were homeschooled, and they homeschooled their kids. They're all grades ahead of public school, as Rush Limbaugh used to say. But you know what, Garland?
That when he went to college, there were only whites and Hispanics at his college.
Yeah, well, at Englewood High School.
What'd you go to, Jay?
I was not talking about college. I was talking about construction. I didn't know that blacks worked construction.
Yeah,
I learned that from JLP.
You didn't know blacks worked construction?
Yeah. All I remember was whites and Latinos, Hispanics, actually, working construction.
I grew up in the 60s, so I saw all of that, 50s and 60s. That's when we were in the euphoria of winning World War II. That's when the communists took over, is when we got lazy. You know, weak men breed hard times bring strong men breed good times. But let me tell you something about Merrick Garland. He hid the report on Biden's health. He sicked the FBI on the school board because they were sticking up for their kids. He prosecuted Trump for the papers and that he stole from Mar-a-Lago. He even told the FBI to make sure to look inside the lingerie island. You know what that is, right?
No.
A lingerie island is what I know what it is because I build them in custom homes. They go into her closet. Her closet. Her closets have the lingerie islands. They tore through that and were laughing about it.
Yeah.
And, you know,
Jim. Yeah, because of time, I got to run. But call me again.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Trump was, according to the report, was targeted again on Thursday. I had no idea about this until this morning. This is from NBC News. The Secret Service on Thursday discovered a suspicious hunting stand near Palm Beach International Airport. Watch this from NBC News.
Tonight, the FBI investigating a suspicious elevated stand that had a direct line of sight to President Trump exiting Air Force One at West Palm Beach International Airport. U.S. Secret Service agents discovered the stand Thursday before the president's arrival in Florida a day later, according to a spokesperson for the agency. A senior official familiar with the investigation said the stand was about 200 yards away from an area of the airport where Air Force One normally does not park, but that the plane did park there Friday due to construction. Agents spotted the stand while doing a new perimeter search ahead of the change. Investigators are looking into several possibilities, including whether it's an old hunting perch, a stand used by a photographer, or a possible threat. Three sources familiar with the matter said the stand may have been in place for months, raising questions for experts.
How much of a security concern is it that the stand could have been there for many months?
No, it's a huge concern. Is it a legitimate hunting stand? Is it there for nefarious purposes? And who put it there?
I wonder how could that be possible? Why didn't the security people already notice that, especially that close to the airport? I mean, is it possible that you could set up possibilities like that close to the airport and not know it? That is so interesting to me. That's amazing. And there was a, how much time I have left, Nick? There was a Keys rally over the weekend. And they call him King. Trump said, I don't call myself a king. They call me King. NPR, one of the biggest days. Oh, I can't play it in New York in 1 minute. What the? I'll play it on tomorrow if the Lord is willing. But they said it was one of the biggest days of protest. They called Trump King. Think about that. And if he is king, it must be a good king because I don't think kings allow you to rally against them. I'm just thinking out loud. I'm black and slow, so I could be wrong. If Trump saw himself as a king, I don't think he would have been able to have that rally. I'm just thinking out loud. And I'm going to play that for you on tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I also have this story about this woman getting mad at a Marshall store and attacked the customer. You got to drop the anger, folks. Anger is not good. So listen, check out Fellowship on yesterday. It was amazing. And tomorrow we had a guest for 2 hours today, so I couldn't get to the last week biblical question. It was so good. I will on tomorrow. And I'm not sure where I'm at because is that clock right? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sort of a little ahead.
It might be right on time.
Oh, okay. So I'm out of time, and callers and everybody. Uniting the races. I'm out of time. Amazing guest this morning. Check it out if you missed it, Adam. If you missed it, you can podcast the show. Let the anger go, folks. It is not good. Anger is evil. So I highly recommend that you drop it. If you want to be free, if not, keep it. It's up to you and your life. And do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. The hate report is coming now. The hate report. And after the hate report, the American anchor, baby. The American anchor, baby. After the hate report, all right, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Eugene Bach 5 saying, I love Adam enough to say, forgive your mom and dad and return to the Father. Thank you, Jesse.
Right on. Thank you. Very nice. Wish that for Adam as well. That's amazing.
Indeed.
And I was surprised because he's Allahu Akbar's son.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that, too. Yeah. I thought he was just a normal white young man.
Me too. Amazing.
Syrian. All right, and thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Glad we got in here. Thank you all so much. The Hate Report is coming now. Then the American Anchor, baby. And tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, Country and Western Tuesday. Have a good day. Joel Friday here.
Look, stand up. Stand up, we got fighting to do. We gotta show them who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you begging, blaming, lying, hating. Never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the drama. Boy, you better stand up, man up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information,
thoughts and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because a lot of, we don't have more, most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.